25 years ago, there were terror attacks that changed the world forever. We lost our liberties and they brought in tens of millions of Muslims.
The Alex Jones Network. Tomorrow's news today.
They said it couldn't be done. They said America was finished. They laughed. But I, Alex Jones, have built something the world has never seen. The ultimate patriot machine. Forged in red, white, and blue. Titanium heart. Freedom in every circuit. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't quit. He doesn't apologize. He is programmed for one thing and one thing only. To protect this great nation and everyone in it.
This is the greatest robot, the best. Go get him, champ.
He can do no wrong, because he was built to do only right. Every weld, every line of code, perfection. And because of him, the world is safer tonight. Our streets, our families, our future. So sleep easy, America. Your guardian is online.
I am Magatard.
All hail Magatard. My greatest invention.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
25 years ago, I was on air, right at the moment the towers were collapsing, saying there were bombs in buildings, and it was an inside job. It would be blamed on CIA asset Osama bin Laden. Some said it was a little bit hasty, but, well, I'd said it in March, April, May, July, August, right through. I said, call the White House. Tell them, don't fly remote control aircraft into the World Trade Centers. On my local access show, we would turn in tapes after the live show, and they would randomly play. And on the morning of 9/11, there was a two-hour special I'd shot back in July of that year detailing how they would attack the World Trade Center with remote control aircraft. Boy, they got a lot of death threats at the studio that day. People thought I was there that morning, a few hours after predicting it all. No, I'd done it in July. And people have seen viral clips of that, but we've never been able, for whatever reason, to find the entire original July transmission, because back then everything was on DVDs and VHS and they just disintegrate. They don't work. We should have transferred them over. My point is that there's all these apologists, people trying to rewrite history that it wasn't a total inside job. Or, as we said at the time, deadly dust that they covered up, and then now documents were released earlier this week that they knew, and the deadly dust killed more people, particularly first responders, than the aircraft did. Of course, a missile at the Pentagon as well. There's video of that cruise missile painted up like an American Airlines. And it's just like, to even get into it is just ridiculous, because anybody with half a brain cell knows it's an inside job. But we'll hit it all today and much more. Stay with us. We're about to kick off the main transmission. Ladies and gentlemen, When you go to FreedomRx, you have to understand that it's about preserving health and upholding values. Your health, your business, nobody else's. The folks that own this are patriots. They first came to me 4 years ago wanting to do this. I agreed three. They had it built about a year ago. They kept adding to it, but going through all the stuff we went through, I wanted to wait till we had a new operation to launch it with this incredible sponsor. But now it's ready. There are so many incredible things. The very best testosterone, energy, muscle, libido, mood, sexual health, PT-141. Woo, look out. Talk about the true aphrodisiac. Oxytocin protocols for men and women, longevity, recovery, all the good peptides, the NAD, all of them. HIPAA compliant, your health information is 100% protected. They got everything. Go there now, and it supports this broadcast with the best doctors and nurses, the best backbone, the best people. Your health, your business, nobody else's. Go now to freedomrxhealth.com.
You are listening to an AJN Live Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It is 9/11/2026 on this live teleprompter free radio, TV, internet, satellite, global transmission against tyranny in defense of liberty. I am your host, Alexander Emmerich Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide. All right, Milo Yiannopoulos is going to be joining us in the second hour. And I've known Milo a long time. I don't agree with some of the things he does. But compared to Laura Loomer, he is an angel. And he, of course, was deported. I don't know if it was politically motivated. I don't think that's been proven one way or the other, though she bragged that she was basically behind it. But I want to get his take just generally on MAGA, on the Islamic invasion. Is he really converting to Islam? And I'm going to try to figure out whether he's screwing around or being serious or not. I've been talking to him via text, and he's not really made that clear. But that should be an interesting interview. James Fishback, very articulate, intelligent individual, will be joining us in the third hour coming up today in studio. So I look forward to that happening. Mike Lindell is going to be popping in with some important election integrity news that he has and more. Look, this is where I'm at on 9/11. I made four films on it, wrote a book on it, studied it up one side and down the other, and covered it intensely for at least 15 years. And I know more about 9/11 than pretty much any other researcher, and I know more than anybody except those that carried it out. And I know basically how they did the whole thing, what happened, the cover stories, who was involved. The hijackers on record were CIA and Mossad. It was the later CIA director who was the head of the embassy in Saudi Arabia. Of course, we're talking about Brennan, who greenlit basically all of the hijackers except for one. He gave them their visas, even though they were flagged as terrorists. And I had Springman, the deputy head of the embassy, on, who tried to refuse to authorize it and was told that, hey, that's their cover. These guys are CIA Mossad. And I've had Springman on probably 10, 15 times over the years. Springman's still alive. We should get him on. The deputy head of the embassy there in, what was it, Riyadh. And the embassy staff, everybody after it happened, knew it was a government operation just there, just from that. You start there. John Brennan, the Wahhabist, registered voter as a communist, Islamicist. And you had the Israelis and the CIA shadowing the hijackers who were constantly partying at, you know, topless bars and using cocaine, other drugs. You had all these flight schools warning what they were planning and calling the FBI and nothing being done. It just goes on and on. And you have Building 7 that they announced had blown up and collapsed 35 minutes before it did on CNN and on two BBC channels and on local TV and on NPR and on CBS radio. And later people found in the archives, because back then they didn't upload stuff that was on the internet. It wasn't really live streaming to a great extent, but all those archives were not available until about 4 years later. Suddenly they started re-uploading CBS and CNN and BBC full coverage, and it was all there. And I remember telling people, hey, this happened, and I had a few clips we were able to record of them saying it, and people would say, that's fake, that's not real, because you couldn't go to Facebook or X or YouTube wasn't even around yet, and say, no, here it is. And people were so pissed at me, because that day I'm like, yeah, they're on TV saying it's collapsed, but it didn't. Then we had reporters go and talk to both the BBC reporters, and they basically said they're not going to talk about it. Just amazing stuff. So I've only given you like 0.1% of the evidence. Each one of those, a huge area you can go investigate, and I could go on and on and on. NORAD had a stand down. 7 or 8 years after 9/11, they released the NORAD air traffic control interface tapes with all these air traffic controllers, senior ones, going, there's a giant simulation this morning of jets hijacked flying into buildings all over the country, and we didn't even know you guys had this computer system, but have we been hacked? Who's taking control of all of our air traffic control computers, and who's putting fake planes into our big TV consoles that are showing where real airplanes are? And we have all these. I've aired these tapes. I mean, it takes months to even go through it on air. Months and months of shows. And so at a certain point, about 10, 12 years ago or so, I used to cover 9/11, as everybody knows, maybe 20% of the show. I mean, I covered it every couple days. And it's just gotten to the point of, if you want to believe the official story, you just go ahead and believe it. But look what it was used for. Body scanners, grab your junk. But the border was wide open. We went from 500,000 Muslims in the U.S. to 10 million. Europe went from 500,000 to 30 million. We were supposedly fighting them over there, so we didn't have to, you know, fight them over here. And then stuff like, oh, the day after they found not one, but then two passports. The planes fly in, explode. There's hundreds of millions of papers, feet of dust everywhere. But magically, they find two passports. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. And then it was magically used to invade the Middle East. And then Congress got briefed. And indeed, it was part of a seven-country takedown plan with the neocons in Israel and the neocons here and the Rebuilding America's Defenses plan and the clean break strategy, captained by Benjamin Netanyahu, who helped write it. And they say in the document, Rebuilding America's Defenses, April 2000, co-authored Dick Cheney, Rumsfeld, Netanyahu, Wormser, Pearl. They say in there that we need a Pearl Harbor-like event that kills around 3,000 people. You can pull this up. PNAC, Rebuilding America's Defenses, Pax Americana, April 2020. They used to have it on the PNAC site for about 15 years, and then they pulled the site down. But you can see copies everywhere, Wayback Machine. There's where a supposed large passenger jet crashed in and disappeared in the Pentagon. And they say we need 3,000 dead. Boy, that was pretty magic. I don't even know how they'd know there'd be 3,000 in the buildings that would die. Maybe just a lucky guess. But with Pearl Harbor, We'd broken their purple and blue code. The British had a year before. They gave it to us months before. That's been declassified. And so they knew the battleships were obsolete. So they had all the carriers go out to sea so they wouldn't get sunk. And then they ordered basically a stand down in Pearl Harbor. The Japanese attacked a few hours early with five midget submarines. But then they were still ordered to stand down, even though submarines were coming into the harbor and attacking. Mm-hmm, yeah. They're capturing Japanese. Back then, they didn't have cell phones and GPS, so the Zeros were coming in at one time in the morning, and the subs were supposed to attack right at the same time, but they showed up about an hour and a half early. Look this up. Five subs, two-man midget subs with torpedoes and mines, and they still stood down. So you get a nice death number. Now, that's a false flag where you let it happen. Then there's pure false flags where you completely stage it. There's other false flags where nothing happens. You just make it up that something happened. That was the Gulf of Tonkin, 1964, to officially get us committed to the Vietnam War. And it turned out that was declassified 2004, that the ships were never attacked. It was all made up. And that same year, they released the LBJ tapes. He's at the ranch. It's the day before they do it. He's talking to McNamara. He's pull up these tapes. And he's telling him, all right, the ships are hit. He goes, all right, so what is this, the next half day, Daddy? About a day, ships are hit. You will come out and announce this. You will come out and announce that. All right. And they sit there for an hour talking about the ships are already hit, which they were never hit, for his official story. So that's one where nothing happened, but they said it. And then you had the Liberty a few years later in 67. And they wanted to get the U.S. committed to go to war with Egypt and then the Russians. That's been partially declassified. And so LBJ, working with the junior partner Israel, were to sink the Liberty that they directed there to be sunk. And, of course, they later figured that out. And then that had to be covered up because they were unable to sink the ship. But LBJ told the admiral on the Satlink, and this has come out in even congressional reports, that I want that GD ship on the bottom. Turn those aircraft back. You're not going to help the Liberty. So there's different types of false flags. Okay. And would you call it a false flag when the thousands, it's down a couple thousand, DAs, county attorneys, and judges, elected judges around the country, like Texas, mostly judges in Austin, literally financed by Soros, when they let people out 10, 20, 30, 40 times that rape and stab and shoot and steal, and they just let them out so they can kill. Is that a false flag? Because you're just like releasing Frankenstein. And then, of course, a year before 9/11, they declassified Operation Northwoods that was brought to Eisenhower. He said no. Then he brought it to Kennedy, and he fired him. L.L. Lemnitzer was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. His number two was Curtis LeMay, the head of the Air Force. And LeMay and Lemnitzer were created into a composite character that came out a few years later in 1965, Dr. Strangelove. And the composite character, according to Kubrick, is Jack T. Ripper that launches the preemptive first secret strike on the Russians' nuclear war. And so you can just know how much of that was coming out and going around at the time. Lemnitzer had a plan to hijack jets and crash them into things and blame the Cubans and the Russians, to attack U.S. military bases, to attack malls and movie theaters with plastic explosives and machine guns, and then blame it on Cuba and blame it on Russia and go to full nuclear war. Yeah, there's rebuilding America's defensive strategy, forces, and resources for a new century. Policy goals would trouble American allies, further the process of transformation, even if it brings revolutionary change, is likely to be a long one, absent some catastrophic and catalyzing event, like a new Pearl Harbor. They wanted to shift all of our military and domestic operations to this new system. So everything I'm telling you is on record. You can go look it up. And then I aired the interview that the Loose Change guys got, Burmese and them, with Barry Jennings, the deputy head of emergency management in New York. And we have footage that other people got that backs up what he said. He had died a few weeks after the interview aired. But then we sent reporters to his house. The neighbors said, no, we think he's alive. We think we saw him. They loaded everything up last week in U-Hauls and disappeared. Witness protection program. FBI agents running around for a couple days, watching them and getting them out of there. But he died of an overnight, like 2 week cancer after the interview. And we can play the interview if you'd like. Look at Barry Jennings. And he said, yeah, the planes hit the towers, and then like a couple hours later, boom, giant explosions blowing the windows out of the bottom floor, dead people all over the place. And then the feds come to him, FBI, and some others, you know who they were, and they said, this whole thing is about to implode. There's bombs all over the building. Come with us. And then they said, put your head down. Don't look. But he did look and saw dead bodies and all these things. And there he is on the morning telling ABC News some of the stuff he saw, but we interviewed him. That's the deputy head of New York Emergency Management. And then at what, 4:25 in the afternoon, you have the Solomon Brothers Building 7 falling. Yeah, there's the interview right there that we premiered. And I talked to dozens of police, dozens of firefighters. We went and found the guys that were on the live news channel saying, yeah, they were using Red Cross radios, but they weren't Red Cross people, and they had countdowns for bombs in Tower 1 and Tower 2, and then they had countdowns for Building 7. That's why cops are like, get back. They're going to bring down Building 7. And when I covered that, the news spun and said, he's saying firefighters blew it up. No. The firefighters and police were on the radios and heard, get back, all personnel out, we're going to blow it up. And so then I went and interviewed these guys, and most of them died, by the way, from the dust. In fact, we looked up a bunch of them a few years ago. They're all dead. In fact, every person we called is dead. The black firefighting captain that Leanne interviewed, dead. The black police officer I interviewed, dead. The Barry Jennings, the emergency management deputy, dead. I'm not saying there's, I'm just remembering, can't remember a lot of their names. This white firefighter, this, you know, I remember their faces. I've looked their names up, and Cruz pulling them up as we talk here. Like I said, I've forgotten more than most people know. And they blew it up. And they put the official story out on both CNNs. Back then they had Headline News and CNN, and then both BBC News channels. It was like BBC World and the other. And they all announced about 35 minutes before, the Solomon Brothers building, known as Building 7, has fallen in its footprint perfectly due to fires in the building. No steel buildings, like I said, ever fallen until that day. Three of them did, none since, of modern construction. And then you would have the BBC reporter going, well, they say the building fell, but it's right there behind me. And it's a little bit of smoke coming out. And she's like, oh, what? And then we go and we track down Luke Radowski and others, do the reporters in New York, in London. And when you bring it up to them, they just say, I can't talk about it, or no, that's not true, or they just run off the podium. So what was in Building 7? Because this is really the key for even the stupidest people out there. I mean, if you have a 70 IQ, you can figure this out. 47-story building. At the time, it was would be the biggest building on the West Coast. It was on the West Coast, one of the biggest buildings in the country. Has the CIA, the FBI, and a whole bunch of other federal agencies in it. It was the second largest CIA base on the East Coast. And it's owned by Larry Silverstein, who just bought it a few months before. It got huge terrorism packages on it that normally don't even give you terrorism coverage. They got it on all three buildings. Made $6 billion on it. And he goes on PBS and says, yeah, there was so much damage and, you know, the building was burning. So we made the decision to pull the building and gave the order and watch the building come down and pull it. Now that all the demolition companies, a bunch of them on, that means that they call it pulling a building is controlled demolition. You even see the blast squibs, and it was picked up by University Richter scales. Boom, 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 boom. When they take it out, you zoom into the side, you can see the blast coming out, more windows blowing out. Perfect controlled demolition. And then people always go, well, how'd they have time to do it? Well, it was a government building. And they were doing renovations in Tower 1 and Tower 2 in all these key areas. But it did take time. That's why planes hit, big explosions down in the basement, more explosions, firefighters all reporting it, smelling the cordite, smelling the plastic explosives. And again, if you're a new viewer or listener, I can play you everything I'm saying here. The crew in seconds is just pulling up the videos and putting them on screen. Yeah, what's in the Building 7? A whole bunch of stuff. That's the Twin Towers, too. But look at what was in 7. Export-Import Bank, IRS, U.S. Secret Service, Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, Defense Department, Securities Exchange Commission, and the CIA. But it was classified, but it came out it was a giant CIA base. They had like 8 floors or something. So, oh, yeah, a big CIA building. Nothing to see here. Yeah, there's Netanyahu. Netanyahu says 9/11 terror attacks. Good for Israel. You've had a bunch of his defense hawks lately saying, boy, we sure need a new 9/11. Same crew. And Trump's now totally embraced the neocons again, both in Israel and in the Pentagon. And they're back, baby. Old MAGA that was anti-war and into freedom and all this. We're the bad guys. You're not cool. Netanyahu, he's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can. So if you really want me to get into 9/11, it is time to dredge up the 100 smoking guns. Because, I mean, I've done reports called the 100 smoking guns. I've done the 200 smoking guns. I've done 6, 7, 8 hour commercial-free TV programs just a few years after it, showing total proof, 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 total proof. And the vast majority of police and firefighters said it was bombs and that it was a cover-up. Trump, the day after, called in on local TV and on CNN, headline news, and said clearly there were bombs that had to be planted in there first, which I find endearing that, you know, he obviously wasn't in on it if he, was down there with his people from day one. And they try to take that away from Trump. Not the people that were down there. They saw him, his people. He was down there for weeks off and on and, you know, giving the cops money and the firefighters and buying them all food. You know what Trump does. The old Trump, some of him still left there. Like Darth Vader, I just have to believe there's still something good in him. Boy, he made some wild statements last night. We got those coming up, and had mixed feelings about it. A lot of it's good, a lot of it's crazy, but Vance said a lot of good stuff, and you got Kennedy. It was just, this is definitely a better group than Democrats, but that still doesn't mean we can go along with the Epstein cover-up and things like that. I'm sorry. So, yeah, the Israeli art students, who are full-grown men and famous demolition experts, they, a few days before, put up big, giant lights right where one of the planes hit a few days later, saying, E-Team. They asked what that meant. What does E-Team mean? And they said, you'll find out. Of course, you know what E-Team means. It means explosives team. Yeah. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, I get a little busy around here fighting the globalist. But I noticed a couple weeks ago on our product shelf here at the Alex Jones Network Studios, this huge bag, Superfood Greens Gummies. So I called Bigley and I said, well, what are these? Well, they're a private label of a top concentrated green gummy maker. And then I talked to them more and they said, yeah, we're selling for about half price what anybody else does. And we decided to make it the biggest bag and the most of these you get anywhere. So if you're a subscriber, you get it for 50. It's like $69 if you're not. They sell this very same product for $50 a bottle that's half the size of this. That's the group we private label it from. It's sold in major stores. Now, this has every vitamin, every mineral. It's got a bunch of super enzymes, a bunch of high-tech probiotics. It's just crazy. We'll show you the label on the back of the blow-up. Now, obviously, I've already been eating out of this, but only a few of the packets. Take a look at this, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, so these are daily doses here. There's 30 of these, but this is a massive dose. This is 7 gummies in each one. So technically, you could really go, for me, 2 months on this, because this has more nutrients, more good stuff in it than a big old giant salad with all sorts of vegetables on it. All these are concentrated. Just look at that, ladies and gentlemen. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. It is amazing. They taste great. They're really strong, though. Just let it dissolve in your mouth for better absorption, and it funds their operation. They've also got the same gummies for kids that are tailored for them. So be sure and check this out at thealexjonesstore.com and realize this is a win-win situation for everybody. Because even if you're eating big salads and vegetables all day, a lot of it's caught up in the fiber of it, which is great for your guts, but you don't absorb it all. With these, it's concentrated. You get way higher levels of absorption, especially if you let it dissolve in your mouth. And then it funds our operation against the globalists as we dissolve their new world order. But be sure and check out the adult superfood green gummies and the ones for kids. But quite frankly, the ones for kids are great for adults. The ones for adults are great for kids. It's all interchangeable. And while you're on the site, check out all the other amazing items that are there, like the Shilajit. We have it in liquid. We have it in gummies. We have it in pills. The Irish Sea Moss, same thing. It's something like a regular serving of those. It's 30 grams of Irish Sea Moss, a giant bowl of it, but all concentrated. Not just the regular vitamins and minerals, but organic iodine that's so good for your body, and just a whole bunch of other amazing things. We don't sell anything that doesn't really work. And it funds our operation, a true 360 win. It's simple. I'm only going to sell you stuff that really, really works, so you want to get it again and again and again. So get your superfood green gummies for adults and children now at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, be sure to become a VIP for $30 a month. You instantly get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, and extra sales on top of everything. If you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, become a VIP and check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, some of the very best designs, t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it, at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank all the viewers and listeners for being the reason we're on the air. It has been your amazing support that has allowed all the success against the globalists. But we have just begun to fight. We're launching the next level of the info war at alexjoneslive.com. So be sure and check out our news site as well. And follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. But whatever you do, go now to thealexjonesstore.com and get these gummies, because they're impressive, they're amazing, and they're good for you. And they fund an operation that's good for humanity in the face of the globalist death cult, Bill Gates, and the New World Order. Thank you so much. Now take action now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now that's how you stick it to the globalists. Tastes like pure victory, baby! TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we got James Fish back in studio. We got Milo Yiannopoulos. I've got all this other news, the wild stuff that went on at the Republican midterm convention, something, a new thing Trump's kicked off, which is a good idea if you want to win an election. The real thing to do, though, is not just have PR events, it's to actually deliver on what you said you'd do, not having big new wars, stopping inflation until we got the opposite. But again, the Democrats would basically do the exact same thing, so it's just a disaster. But very interesting things were said. I want to get to some of that coming up. But again, it's hard for me to even start talking about 9/11 because I went through hell for doing that. And my family went through a lot of hell. I'm not complaining. It's just a fact. And every time I did the right thing and exposed what was happening, all hell would continue to break loose. And they came to me, wanted me to be the new Limbaugh, stop doing this, Roger Ailes, all of them, Fox News show, whole nine yards. And I told them no. And that was easy to do. But it's not fun that our government, criminal elements of it, did this with Israel. It's disgusting. It doesn't defend Islam. It doesn't mean there aren't Muslim groups that would do this if they could. But then you see the wars we launched over there that cost trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars and killed all these people. And then we got more Muslims over here than ever before because the same globalists that launched the attacks bring the Islamists over here. And the Republicans go along with it, by and large, until Trump came along. And so that's why he was such a breath of fresh air. And that's still the big issue where he is light years better than the Democrats. He's not, you know, importing 500,000 smuggled kids and bringing in Muslims as fast as he can and is trying to deport as many as he can, though running into incredible opposition locally and by the out-of-control Article 3 judges. So it's very paradoxical. But I pledge to you that in the next few weeks, I'm going to do some special long-form shows, both on the main broadcast, but also just basically commercial-free or commercial-light, you know, where we take a few breaks. But I needed to get it all together, get the clips together, and it's time, and then to update all the new information that's come out. I think I can do it in 5 hours if I move quickly onto each smoking gun. And 30 minutes in, people will just be, oh, my God, because I mean, it's all them admitting it. It's what's crazy. I mean, people hear me talk about this. We've got like 20 minutes back-to-back of clips, dozens of clips on local TV, national TV, international, saying Building 7 fell in its own footprint from fires and the damn thing standing right there. And then we have Barry Jennings being told, get out, they're about to blow it up. And then we have Secret Service, who aren't in on it. Every time we say it, they go, oh, you mean they're, no, in the building, saying, yeah, I'm told the building has collapsed, but we're in it. We better get out of here. Because they're radioing them, because they're already announcing the building's fallen, because they put out their cover story and somebody jumped the gun. Mistakes were made. That's like with time zone problems. They'd already published a couple hours before Lee Harvey Oswald was captured at the movie theater. And another guy that looked just like him got gunned down on the street. And then a cop got gunned down. A bunch of other weirdness went on. And they published that Lee Harvey Oswald had been arrested and that he was the lone gunman in a couple different Asian, East Asian countries. You can pull them up. It was like Thailand, Malaysia, I think some in Australia. And I like the Gateway Pundit. You know, they're great guys. I mean, they just can't handle, you know, the idea of this, but look, 9/11 conspiracy theories, hologram projectors don't exist. Controlled demolitions take months. See, they mix in hologram crap and fake conspiracies, not the Gateway Pundit, but people that do that on purpose to make the serious stuff not have any relevance. Oh, we don't want to talk about bombs in the building. We don't want to talk about the local news announcing it. We don't want, no. Let's talk about hologram projectors. No, those were real aircraft flying into those buildings. So that's all they can do is, you know, let's not talk about bombs and buildings. Let's talk about Bigfoot. So I've interviewed the police, the fire department people, all of them, a lot of them veterans. They're like, you could smell the debt cord in Building 7. You could smell it in Tower 1 and 2. That's plastic explosive, boys and girls. It has a very specific smell. Way stronger than gunpowder. You know what white gunpowder smells like? That, but 10 times stronger. And veterans know what it smells like. Because they've done, you know, hand grenade training and claymore training, and it has a smell. What do you think's in a hand grenade? Right in the center of it, plastic explosive. I can show you hours of all of this. But I'm going to move on from now because it's just not fair that you just scratch the surface. That's why I don't cover it very much anymore, because it's just, when I start re-researching it, I just remember more and more and more and more and more and more and more. And again, you have government plans to carry out stuff just like this, and you have government operations admitting that they want 3,000 dead. And then how was I able to say they're going to attack the World Trade Center with remote control aircraft and blame it on Osama bin Laden, their CIA asset, in March and April and May and June and July and August and September? Call the White House switchboard. Tell them don't blow up the World Trade Centers. See, people can't get around that. You can't get around that. How did I know that? Well, that's a long story. I've explained it to Tucker Carlson last year. It took 30 minutes just to give you a basic breakdown. But, and it kind of demystified it a little bit for Tucker. He thought I like either had some incredible inside CIA connection or was psychic, which we all are psychic to a certain extent. And that was the last percent of me knowing what was happening. I had dreams about it. But no, it was all over the place. Yeah, and they always find this one clip where I get into it, folks. I did whole shows. Chase Geyser was able, using AI, to find some March radio shows where I go even more specifics. We've aired those. In fact, I was trying to find the other day, call Chase up and ask him to please give us those files, because he found a bunch more I never got to. I think we should obviously re-upload those, because he found them from March, April, and May, where I've aired one of them where I just specifically, it's not about, oh, look, I'm smart, I did this. It's about, whoa, I told you it was going to happen before it happened. With exact specifics. How did I do that? You'd think the FBI would want to come talk to me, right? I did get contacted by the FBI the day of the Vegas shooting, because I signed off the Sunday night show hours before it happened, saying any time now, in fact, maybe even tonight, hundreds are going to get shot at a concert. And when I was getting the calls from FBI folks the next morning from the hostage rescue team, I had forgotten I'd said it. And their question was, how do you know that? And I said, that doesn't happen very often, but I didn't even remember I said that right at the end of the show, like right as it was ending. I said, I'm psychic. They go, yeah, we believe that. You can make a lot of money with what you can do working for us. I said, thanks a lot. Goodbye. Because, you see, I can't control it, folks. I'd forgotten. I just started just literally like an oracle just saying that. That's God, folks. That's not me. But we ought to dig that up. So that was a Saudi Arabian attack. The U.S. invaded Saudi Arabia working with the crown prince. Arrested tens of thousands, tortured to death thousands, and then and now they've basically reformed, at least on the surface, over Saudi Arabia. And then now the Crown Prince has pointed out that the CIA asked them to run al-Qaeda, that they're no longer involved in it. And that looks pretty real to me if they're actually exposing all of that. But see, this is all interconnected. You're not supposed to talk about Vegas anymore, are you? Because, I mean, we interviewed a bunch of the witnesses. It was all sorts of interviews locally about, yeah, I was in the casino, and these Muslim men came in and were just shooting people all over the place in here. It's like, oh, they're all getting killed at the concert, and that was happening, too. They went to at least three casinos and were machine-gunning people. And that was their answer to Trump. And they tried, like, a Wahhabist coup in Saudi Arabia. Because there's like hundreds of these princes, you know, hundreds of brothers. Because, you know, the king's got a whole bunch of wives. And so it was mainly targeting that part of the regime. And so that was a really secret war that went on. And you can say that was one undeclared war that Trump won. But see, that's why there's no discussion of it. You're not supposed to talk about it because it's like another planet. But that's the reality. Now, I'm going to do this real quick, and then I'm going to shift gears into the Trump saying, well, you need to cheat in this election. The Democrats do, which I don't agree to injustifies the means, but you could say he's joking, but he didn't later say I'm joking, and he is the most powerful man in the world, so I don't think that's a very good statement. But definitely, if Trump didn't have a filter before, he has zero filter now. In fact, it's the opposite of not having a filter. It's like, it's pressurized with no filter. It just spews out like a fire hose. It's very entertaining to realize he's the president, and these statements really cause a lot of tremors and things around the world, and they're very dangerous. But we do have a fundraiser shirt at thealexjonesstore.com. It is a limited edition shirt, and we need funds to continue on to expand. I absolutely need your support if you want to see us continue even and be able to get more crew and more reporters and host. 9/11 was an inside job, 25 years of lies. It is a limited edition fundraiser shirt to continue to get the truth out. Nobody was exposing it before and on the day of and after like I was. I'm not trying to brag. I'm just saying you can't bet on a horse that has had more victories against the tyrants. That's because you're betting on yourself. You're the ones that made this broadcast possible. The shirt is even discounted as a fundraising shirt. 9/11 was an inside job. 25 years later, please get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. Also, every Alex Jones Store purchase earns entries to win. This happens once a month for 1 week. A 2025 Ford F-250 Platinum and 2026 Ram 350 Laramie and $20,000 cash. And this is that 1 week period now starting where you, when you go in, you get put in with every purchase 100x times in the sweepstakes to win both. Nobody's done that yet, but the last week or this crossover week, instead of five times per dollar you spend, you get put in 100 times. That is a huge deal. We have the new Beef Organ Complex, one of the best out there. If you don't know about Beef Organ Complex, look them up and then get ours. It's excellent. Every order gets a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss, not a sexy name, but sexy results, filled with 93 vitamins, minerals, trace elements, and the strongest, best organically delivered iodine. Again, it's the way these key molecules that are essential, meaning you have to have them to live, get deployed. It's like a special type of iron that is in beef organs, particularly the spleen. And that's a special type of iron that's bioavailable and not toxic that you actually need. Instead, they're literally just giving people these iron pills, this iron out of the ground that's toxic. It's insane. So a free bottle of that, I'm told that is going to end on Monday. That is a huge deal. The Irish Sea Moss is a bestseller, but they're giving it away free because they want people to get it that haven't tried it because it has a 90%+ reorder rate. That is a huge deal that ends Monday. And there's a bunch of other specials running right now at thealexjonesstore.com. I cannot do this without your help. I cannot fund this operation without your support. And I want to thank you all for your previous support and encourage those of you that have supported before and love the products to remember to stay stocked up. But particularly, you know, call out those in a loving way that know our information is second to none, our guests, our predictions, our analysis that are so important. Well, then go to thealexjonesstore.com and check out the T-shirts. Get a cool ball cap. But really get our ultramethylene blue. If you get one product, get that. It's the very best. It's so good for your whole body, your mitochondria. It skips the oxidation process, two levels in the cells, just does a bunch of other wild stuff. Clean energy, not a stimulant, but feels like one, no letdown. When I forget to take it, it's so strong, I take it about three times a week because it lasts a few days. And when I sometimes forget to take it for three or four days, I feel it. Oh, I'm a little bit, oh, methylene blue. All of it synergistically together. It's amazing. Get your methylene blue right now and get a free bottle of the Irish Sea Moss gummies, and buy anything. Buy a ball cap, buy a T-shirt. I'm going to have some methylene blue right now. Got all my goodies right down here. Well, that's my T3. But about a week, so I remember to take the clean, powerful iodine. Pure stuff right there, boy. The missing link, iodine, such just as important as methylene blue. Well, it's essential. If you don't have it, you die. And most people have. Where'd my methylene blue go? Hey, guys, I don't know what's going on. My bottle of methylene blue is not in here. I guess it's gone. Will somebody bring me another one, please? It's almost empty. So here it is. Boom. Aha! That is my bottle. Who's been in here? Fee-fi-fo-fum, I smell the blood of patriot scum. Be he live or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread. You know, bread used to have ground up bones in it, chickens or beef, whatever else you had around, because they knew you'd get sickly if you didn't have it. And what was in it is vitamins and minerals, particularly minerals. You ever seen like a cow skull or something out in the woods when you're deer hunting and you see all these squirrels on top of it gnawing on it and you go look at these little knob points where they use their teeth to scrape it off? Why are they doing that? Why do You'll see deer, you know, in an area that's got mineral deposits in the soil, and they'll be eating dirt, they'll be eating clay, because they need their minerals. Well, it's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. But since we mentioned 9/11, let's just play Larry Silverstein on the PBS documentary that was narrated by another nice fellow, another guy that hosted House of Cards, Kevin Spacey. And here he is talking about gave the order to pull it, watch the building come down. And then we've got a little comedy piece. You're making fun of the magic passports. But it wasn't one passport. It was two passports that were found in the rubble the next day. Isn't that magic? And another one of the hijackers' bag didn't go through and got held back with all the confessions and everything else in it. Kind of like we're getting with Tyler Robinson, all his confessions and everything else. But now he says he's not guilty, and the family says he's not guilty, and that everything's a big lie, and they're being death-threatened, and they're scared. Now, I don't know what's really going on. Tyler may be involved, but the official story is not true. That's what we know. But with 9/11, we know specifically how it was done. So very soon I'll do a huge presentation on all the pieces, and then I'll put the pieces together and tell you what happened on 9/11. We know. Nerve gas on the aircraft, all the rest of it. What happened in 93? We know the whole thing. What hit the Pentagon? We know the whole thing. I've interviewed multiple survivors, witnesses that saw the cruise missile painted up. Large cruise missile, copter launched from B-52s, the nuclear strike type, but not with a nuke on it. Painted up with red, white, and blue, United colors. What a joke. Flight 93 was slated for the Capitol. Well, they were going to really get martial law. That would have happened. And over 7 miles, there was debris from 93. That's because they put two Sidewinder missiles into it. And the FAA even released the tapes of that where that you hear them. All right, clear to go, give them the order. All right, one AIM-9, two AIM-9s. And you wait, like, direct first, direct secondary hit. And they gave the guy an award for it because the general refused to follow orders when he told to stand down and ordered the happy hooligans out of the Dakotas who were rotated over on the East Coast to shoot that plane down. So they gave you a let's roll story because Americans got tough and they rolled in there. The real airphone calls are, I can't breathe, there's gas. They gassed them and remote controlled them. Oh, there's the bill. There's the whole plane, they said, went into a hole in the ground, just like the Pentagon. I'm sure you believe the Easter Bunny's real too, right? And then they flew out 30-plus thousand Taliban and al-Qaeda leaders out of Afghanistan to Pakistan called the Airlift of Evil. In the next month, and then bombed just random Muslims to claim we were having a war over there, which then pissed them all off, so they started fighting us so we could have a 20-plus year war and make a bunch of money for the military-industrial complex. So when I say something, go look it up, like Airlift of Evil, 9/11, Pakistan. You know, just, every one of these things is a whole giant world you can go look into. Building 7, Barry Jennings, Pentagon, missile, cruise missile. Look it up. Now, we're not talking about Jewish space lasers here, folks, even though Israel is launching satellites with lasers on them. Everybody's got those, but not ones that blow up buildings like that. Let's go ahead and go to these clips. Here they are.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. And I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
Where were you on September 11th?
I was home.
Just like Howard Lutnick.
And the only reason I wasn't where I was every morning, subsequent to the 26th day of July, my mornings were spent, usually at a breakfast meeting at Windows.
All right, let's stop right there. Breakfast meeting. Howard Lutnick had his big company up in the World Trade Center, and he made record put options on American United for billions. He made billions off of it. He was the guy that did the insider trading. And, oh, he wasn't there that day. Mm-hmm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? He's a very sweet person. Of course, lived next door to Jeffrey Epstein and was best buddies with him, but lied about it. Let's go to this little piece on the magical passports. Here it is.
The FBI tells NBC News it was some distance from Ground Zero that a civilian found a passport lying on the street belonging to one of the suspected hijackers.
Sir, we found the passport belonging to one of the hijackers, blocks away from the attacker.
Excellent work, Special Agent. Free the five dancers at once.
Sir, what if someone just planted the passport there?
Hit! Nonsense, you fool. We must invade the entire Middle East.
The indestructible passport is gone. Someone took it.
Who is Passport Man? Did he steal and then reverse engineer the indestructible passport of one of the hijackers?
If they made buildings out of passport paper, maybe they'd still be standing. Now I've got to make sure this never gets used the wrong way again.
That's right. They're worried about Pickaxe Mountain. They want to use nukes to take it out. All they got to do is drop rocket-propelled passports on it. They'll shoot right through the mountain. You didn't know that? Everybody knows that. But seriously, folks, I am the father of the 9/11 truth movement. Myself and my team, my family went through hell to get the truth out so that they don't stage more stuff like this. And if we don't continue to expose false flags, the bad guys will do this again. Right now is the perfect time to get us into complete and total war using a false flag. You have a lot of the globalist operatives saying they need a false flag. Boy, not a new 9/11 would be great. They could do one and blame Russia. This is such a dangerous situation. So please support us at thealexjonesstore.com. Get the limited edition. 9/11 was an inside job. 25 years of lies for the victims and for the American people that are victims in the world of all the wars, of the police state, of the TSA garbage, all the security theater. We've got to continue to expose this. And I'm going to tell all the apologists now, because the order's obviously gone out to the Israeli folks and others getting money to rehabilitate, you know, 9/11 and make it the official story true, that it's now time to revisit 9/11. Not just myself. I challenge all the other 9/11 researchers out there to go ahead and come back into the fight, because I know it's been 25 years and we've covered it ad nauseum. But they're trying to rewrite history again, so we're not going to let them do that. 9/11 was an inside job t-shirt available right now at thealexjonesstore.com, and that will fund the second American Revolution worldwide. All right, hour number two with Milo Yiannopoulos to cover the waterfront. I'm going to try to get him to be serious. I don't know if we're going to get a serious Milo or a joker. I don't believe he really converted to Islam. Get all that mosque photos ready, and we'll talk to him. And then we've got James Fish back in studio and more today. But whatever you do, Paul Revere, share the live feed of Real Off Jones on X right now and visit our site, alexjoneslive.com, and visit /show and share that feed as well.
X Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast.
That's usually when it matters most to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. The top rated, the biggest company, because they're the best, and he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That's not a promotion. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call, and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started. Or give us a call at 720-605-3900. And let us help you make room for what matters most.
All right, folks, let's go to our first caller. Big Hoss in Fort Worth, Texas. You're on the air, partner. Hit me.
Woohoo, Alex. Never thought I'd be on the horn with you, but I just had to call in about this methylene blue. Hell, this here blue juice done got this old cowboy feeling like a spring colt again. Keep pouring it out, partner.
Now that's what I want to hear. We're doing the best show and giving you the best products, and you can get them all at thealexjonesstore.com.
Woo-wee!
The age of men is over. Your walls will fall, your people will scream, and your freedom will choke on our blades.
I will never kneel. I will never fall. I fight for the free people of this world, for truth, for blood, and for the last light of humanity. Rise with me!
Dave. weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Segment cover the waterfront and the supposed conversion to Islam. This should be interesting. But I want to play a clip from last night where Trump says, well, the Democrats cheat, so you know all of you should cheat. He also had a loyalty pledge by everybody. And he's also says, I didn't do it for turning out the vote, meaning $5,000 he promises if the Republicans win the midterms. I'm doing it as a reward for people having to put up with Biden's policy. Well, why not say what it really is a stimulus thing for the economy that's QE that doesn't just go to foreign investors. And I'm not even endorsing the $5,000 payment, but Democrats have done stuff like this. This is Rome. This is bread and circus. This is payola. But here is President Trump.
So please raise your right hand. I pledge to the greatest president in the history of the United States that loves us so much he can't even breathe, that I will go out with my family, my friends. I'll do it anyway. I don't care if I'm registered or not. I'm going to try and cheat like hell like they do. There's never been bigger cheaters than I don't care. I am going to go out and I'm going to get my friends, my family, and we are going to vote on November 3rd, or we are going to vote before that. Right? Okay, ready? Ready? Here's the way you're, okay, are you ready? Look, front row Joes, are you ready? Look at them. The great ladies of North Carolina. It's about number 300 rally. I don't know how the hell they do it. They are beautiful. Okay, are you ready? Ready to finish the pledge. So we swear that on November 3rd, we are going to go out and vote. And you know what? If you want, you can vote Democrat, but I don't think there's one person in this room that's going to vote. I don't think so. So I don't have to preface. I don't want to waste the words. Vote Republican. Just go out. If you vote, you're voting Republican. Okay. So help me, God. Whoa. Now I know. Now. I'd say just about everybody was screaming. You know what happens if you don't vote? You go to hell. You know that. Okay? You go to hell. And I don't want that to happen to you, so please go and vote. Because together we will defeat the communists. We will reject... We will defeat the communists. We will reject, and that's what they are. They're not socialists. They're not Democrats. They're communists. We will reject these radical left lunatics. We will demolish the extremists, fanatics, lunatics, and criminals who want to destroy our country. They want to destroy the country. There's something wrong with them. Remember at the...
I don't even know what to say about that. You're going to go to hell if you don't vote, all the rest of it. And he should say, don't be like the Democrats. Don't cheat. And Democrats, a lot of you are going to jail. You're getting caught cheating. Don't cheat. That'll just encourage Democrats to cheat even more. And they're going to use that as a defense when they get caught cheating. I mean, you could say it's a joke, but all of that together, I think Trump really has no filter. Once the man, twice the child, as Shakespeare once said.
What makes a man? Testosterone. And today's men have 25% less of it than their fathers did. Does that make me 25% less of a man? Don't answer that. Answer this instead. FreedomRxHealth.com gets you evaluated by a licensed provider, real labs, and compounded testosterone built for you. More energy, more drive, more stamina, if you catch our meaning. Low testosterone after 35 is common and treatable. FreedomRx.com. Get your labs, get it back.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Share the links now at alexjoneslive.com.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Yeah, Milo contacted me Monday and said, hey, I want to come on your show and talk about really important stuff. And he said, can I come on Wednesday? And I said, sure. And then he changed it Wednesday. He said, can I come on Friday? And he is famously, let's just say, flaky sometimes. So he didn't ever connect. He didn't come on. And I was inches away today. And I'm not saying I'm happy about it. I'm not saying, oh, I don't care. You know, it's fine. I was like almost going to move him because I wasn't thinking when I said yes to Friday, Wednesday, that it was 9/11. And I really wanted to be able to get more into the lessons of 9/11 and then the dangers of false flags. And a lot of these top Israeli defense and intelligence operatives saying a few weeks ago, boy, we need a new 9/11. That'll get America behind our war. And you know, Netanyahu was in charge of Israel then and worked heavily with the neocons in Washington, and their fingerprints were all over 9/11. And the hijackers, on record, mainstream news, you know, being tracked and watched by the CIA and Mossad. Well, of course, they were tracking them and watching them. It turned out that our government and other governments were funding them. And I had administration officials come on. I had the deputy head of the embassy in Saudi Arabia come on and talk about Al Brennan, later CIA director, order them to let the hijackers in, even though they were listed as terrorists. I mean, this is a setup, folks. Bare minimum, they let it happen. And you had the first World Trade Center attack in 92, and I had interviewed Ahmad Salam, the Egyptian security agent, CIA, FBI, high-level operative informant. And I interviewed him four or five times, but they first told him to set up some of these crazy imams in New York with a dummy bomb to blow up the World Trade Center in a Ryder truck. And then a few weeks before, they go, no, build a real bomb, but just not with real detonators. And they said, no, give him a real detonator. And he said, I'm not doing that. And he recorded the FBI, a whole bunch of them at the FBI headquarters in New York, saying, go ahead and do this. He knew he was being set up. And then he had a press conference the day after the World Trade Center first attack and played the tape and released it to the media so they wouldn't get killed. Very smart move by him. And so that's another reason I was like, oh, yeah, they're going to hit the World Trade Center again because they've tried before. So this is not saying there aren't radical Islamics. There aren't all these people, obviously. Are there real terror attacks they launched? You bet. But now look at how we've put the head of al-Qaeda in charge of Syria. Look at how it's come out that the U.S. secretly created ISIS and gave them tens of billions of dollars through U.S. aid and the State Department. And their bag man, their paymaster, was John McCain and then later Lindsey Ladybug Graham. So, see, all that stuff I talked about back then was even in the documents and with the whistleblowers 25 years ago, 23 years ago, 20 years ago. And that's why everything you heard from us then, much of it we broke. I mean, I'm getting Springman, the head of the embassy, on. I'm getting Ahmad Salam, the guy, on. I'm getting the Oklahoma City police captains on, you know, that saw the bombs removed and had the FBI come and threaten to kill them and their families if they talked about it. I mean, Don Browning, others. I mean, we talk the talk. We walk the walk. And that's why even starting to talk about it makes the top of my head blow off, because there's just so much. Absolutely incredible. So let's do this. I want to get into the ongoing Islamic invasion accelerating, and I think there's a lot of credibility to this article that I want to get to a little bit later in the hour out of Wired Magazine, because I've heard this from White House officials. I've seen them talk about it in the news, and I talked to some of the top, you know, people in UFO disclosure community like Daniel List, and they've talked about they were doing it in July, but they didn't. Wired, the Trump alien disclosure speech, rumors are reaching a fever pitch. The U.S. government has been sharing more information about UFOs that's fueling excitement over the possibility of the president announcing that humans are not alone, that they are in contact with aliens, basically. Now, whether that's going to be true or not, or whether that happens or not, that would be a big October surprise, the thing to change the subject. It doesn't mean I'm going to believe anything we hear, what's put out. So much we've gotten so far is nothing burgers, but I'll get more into that a little bit later in the transmission. And there's other stories. We're always told every year it's going to be record hurricanes, and the weather's never been worse, and we're all dead. There's always been tornadoes, hurricanes, typhoons. There's always been earthquakes. There's always been meteorites and asteroids. It's always happened. There's always been forest fires. Every time, that's what lightning does. But there is a lot of weird weather modification and things going on. But now it's being reported by CBS News, ABC, all of them. This is out of AccuWeather. Will 2026 go down with no Atlantic hurricanes? Now, I can pull up articles from just 3-4 months ago saying brace for record hurricanes because of climate change. Well, the climate's always changing. The truth is, since the 90s, hurricane activity's been way down, both Pacific and Atlantic. So there you go. And I told you that months ago, and here you have it. They don't think there might be one. Where you don't get them, then you get them somewhere else. Hawaii doesn't normally get hit, but every, you know, decade by one. It's been hit twice now. So the more things change, the more they stay the same. And the only constant is change. So here's what I want to do. I want to open the phones up on any subject you want to discuss for first-time callers. I want to open the phones up for first-time callers. There was another caller at the end of the show a few days ago that I said if he wanted us to call him back, because he had a lot to say about AI, we'd call him back, see if we can call that guy back. Because I respect the callers when we run out of time. I really don't like doing that. And let's open the phones up. But let's just put 10 callers on the board so we get to them all this hour. But I would like to hear what you think about 9-11 25 years later. You disagree with me if you'd like. It's always interesting to hear different perspectives. And what is your take on the Republican midterm convention? What is your take on Trump saying no way the war will continue through his term and it will end, even though the Pentagon is saying on the current course, it looks like that's how long it will last if you really even want to have any shot at regime change. That's why you just declare victory and shut it down now. Look what it's doing to the economy. There's so many subjects. So basically any subject you want to discuss, I want to give the number out, 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642. 0642. We'll get you up and on the air. But I want to play clip 21. Trump, I didn't do it for turning out a vote. I'm doing it to reward people having to put up with Biden's policy. Both Republicans and Democrats have given out these freebies before. If it's direct stimulus to taxpayers as a form of QE that doesn't just go to the banksters, I guess I could say it's okay, but it's just going to add to the debt too. But at this point, they're going with inflation. They're going with inflating out of the debt. They're inflating so bad, though, that even inflating may not do it. I mean, and once you start down this road, as you see, it just goes to hell in a handbasket. So I have to say overall I'm against it. What do you think? We're already got to Trump's really bizarre pledge that he's the greatest president ever. Even if you were the greatest president ever, that's supposed to come out of other people's mouths after you're dead, bro. I mean, come on. It's just the level of arrogance. And I mean, on some Trump bashing thing, but he didn't used to be this ridiculously arrogant. It's unseemly. You know what happens if you don't vote? You go to hell. I want to go to a couple clips that are really, that I like from RFK Jr. on the RNC. Talking about Charlie Kirk and remembering him who died 1 year ago yesterday. Charlie Kirk built the bridge that President Trump and I walked across. And that's true to a great extent. getting all those crossover Democrats and others to vote. Now Trump in the polls has lost all of them. He also slams the modern Democratic Party as the party of hate, and that is exactly who they are. So let's air a few of those clips from Trump and RFK Jr. And then also, you know what? Play 21 first, him on the $5,000 checks to individuals if the Republicans win. And then also want to, it's almost like a way to tell Democrats don't vote, you get $5,000. It does sound like buying votes because he attached it directly to winning. Not like, oh, I'm going to give everybody the stimulus regardless of what. Yeah, now that I think about it, I'm really against it. You disagree with me if you want to. That's fine. Then we'll put the clip. Will the Iran war last the rest of your term? Trump, not a chance. So play 22 and then play 21 and 22 and then play those other clips of RFK Jr. Here it is.
If your economic policies are working, why do you need an incentive for people to turn out to vote?
I think what you're going to do, I didn't do it for turning out to vote. I'm doing it as a reward for people having to put up with 5 years and 4 years of a horrible situation caused by Biden. I mean, they had to put up with the 4 years, and that carried on for at least a half an additional year with horrible, just a horrible thing that Biden did to our country. And it's not only just from an economic standpoint. You look at the border, you look at the crime, and now we've got it under control. But what a period of time. It's almost a reward for the people having to put up with Biden's policy. Yeah.
Is it possible that the Iran war will last the rest of your term? I mean,
how?
Yesterday.
The Journal, Wall Street Journal,
it's
one of the most inaccurate papers I've ever read. It's only going on its past laurels. No, there's not even a chance of that.
Now, out of a sense of fairness, after my conversation with President Kamala Harris, you think she would agree to meet with me? Did she even pick up the telephone? No. So on August 23rd, 2024, I suspended my campaign and I endorsed President Trump. Later that day, on stage at the Turning Point rally in Arizona, I met President Trump. And that moment would never have happened without my friend Charlie Kirk. Charlie played a critical and indispensable role at bringing me and President Trump together. In fact, it was something that he was trying to do for almost a year. Of last year, my campaign. And today, on the first anniversary of his assassination, I can't stand here without thinking about him. Charlie believed that people from all different political traditions could find common ground in their love of country. That we in this age of algorithms driving us all apart and creating this terrible, destructive polarization, the only way that we were going to rescue our country is if we started talking to each other and having congenial conversations. And he helped build the bridge that President Trump and I walked across that day. And I make America healthy again. Thank you very much. So I'm 72 years old. And for 70 years of my life, I would have bet any amount of money that I would not be addressing a Republican convention. The irony of my presence here is inescapable. I attended my first Democratic convention in 1960 when I was 6 years old, and I attended most of the conventions, the Democratic conventions after that, and I spoke as a keynote speaker in many of them. I grew up in a Democratic Party of Franklin Roosevelt, of my uncle John Kennedy, of my father Robert Kennedy. And ours was a party. Ours was a party of strong principles, of clear policies, and an inspiring idealistic vision for America. My uncle ran on a platform of tax cuts, strong defense, and fighting communism. Does that sound familiar? The Democrats of that era stood with labor and working people and the American middle class. Nearly every cop and firefighter was a Democrat. Our party was a champion of the Bill of Rights, and particularly for unbridled free speech. It was wary of centralized government power and corporate privilege and secret intelligence agencies. My uncle and father understood the connection between free markets and functional democracy. They stood firmly against crony capitalism on the right and socialism on the left. They were all for competition, for meritocracy, and for excellence, which they thought should be a universal aspect.
And the Democrat Party today is completely different from the few good aspects of the Democratic Party then. Kennedy's absolutely right. There's videos of this. You can pull them up if you want to see them. But the Democrats had their counter event, and literally maybe 100 people showed up. Democrat counter convention in Dallas draws maybe 120 supporters. Counter protest is filled with mindless freaks and hateful slogans. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Meanwhile, J.D. Vance laughs off midterm convention protester with Mexican flag. We just discovered the symbol of the far left. So, again, what you're getting from me here is just calling balls and strikes. There's a lot of good going on with the Republicans, a lot of decent things they're promoting. Trump appears to be going more and more insane. And who knows what it'll be like another year or two. We're in for some major fireworks, undoubtedly. But just don't ever forget that the Democrats want to open the borders and flood the country and collapse us in Cloward and Piven and hate the very existence of this country. And I've got some more news on that, and I'm going to go to your calls. But here's J.D. Vance.
So what the people at home missed is that we just had a protester interrupting us and waving the Mexican flag. Well, my friend, if you love Mexico so much, get your ass over there. I'll buy you the plane ticket.
Good point from the vice president. Now, this story is at alexjoneslive.com, and if you don't share it from there, no one is going to even know about it. But we do have the video of this, and we're going to be going to that in a moment. But have you wondered why they haven't doxed the one male juror in the Lindsey Clancy case that wouldn't say that she was innocent? And you now have the deranged jurors on TV saying, this one man couldn't get over the fact that she brutally murdered her children, close quote. She's innocent of brutally murdering her children. And then when one of the jurors finally let it out on CBS, and we're getting the video of that, I think I forgot to tell the crew to get it, it's in this article, at alexjoneslive.com. Okay, you do have it. Thank you. Great job. Now we know why they haven't doxed him and why they've kind of moved away from finding him and getting him, because he's such a horrible person for doing the right thing. He's black. So see, when black people do good things, the media doesn't cover it. And when they do bad things, they don't cover it. And when a woman does something bad, they cover it up because it's all part of the political dividing and conquering and undermining society. CBS News host Gayla King shocked to learn Lindsey Clancy trial holdout juror was a black man. We'll play that first, and then I've got an over-the-top, sickening video. Oprah audience erupts in applause as doctor demands pink shirts and energy. These are quotes. For black mothers who kill their children, I want us to have the same passion. And then every day I see one of these. Massachusetts mother accused of strangling her two young children asked judge to set her free and dismiss murder case. And they've got the same women's group saying, yeah, let her go. The two kids get strangled. She's the prime suspect. They're saying, just let her go. So it's like a legalizing mothers murdering their kids, basically, is what we've got going on here. I mean, this is truly sickening. So here's the CBS host, deer in the headlights. Oh, my God, from one of the other jurors, it's a black man. Well, how are we going to demonize men, you know, if it's a black man? Because they don't want solidarity between white men and black men. They want that wedge. Like, the white man's the problem. For black men, for women, it's all the white man. And then, oh, no. And obviously the guy's a hero going against the peer pressure, whether he was white or black. But now it's harder to demonize because he's black, so what are they going to do? Unbelievable. Go ahead and play that clip and then go into the crazy doctor on Oprah getting the cheers of support. Yes, let's support black women that kill their kids, too. Let's make sure it's not, you know, racist. Let's let them go, too. Yeah, let them all go. I don't give a damn. You're black or white. You strangle your kids. You need to get the electric chair, you bitch. You damn witch. Give a rat's ass what color you are. Let's go to the clips.
I'm curious about the jurors themselves, because we know it was 9 women, 3 men. What was the age range? What was the racial makeup? I haven't heard any of that. What was it?
70-ish to 22.
Mm-hmm.
And one person of color, and then everybody else was white. A lot of the jurors had children.
Uh-huh. And one person of color, was a person of color a woman or a man?
A man.
A man. Is a holdout juror a person of a black man?
Yes.
A black man is a holdout juror?
Yes.
Well, I have to sit with that for just a second.
The thing that I would just be remiss to not say is I hope this never happens again. We know statistically it really will.
It will.
I want us to have the same passion for people who don't look like Lindsay, who don't have her same access.
Yeah, so it's always access. White people, oh, it's so special.
Yeah.
People just kill us and not get in trouble. It's so fun.
Who don't have her same access and education, her melanin, her privilege.
Ooh.
There are women of color sitting around this country in prisons for this same thing that we've never heard of. And I just want to remind us to have the pink shirts and the energy for them as well.
Mm.
Totally sick.
Okay.
Absolute complete lunatics. And it's getting worse. Look at this lady. Massachusetts mother accused of strangling 2 kids and now they want to let her go. It's like, oh, you know, how sweet. What about the kids? What about their future? What about their rights? They got rights? These people are whack jobs, folks. And like every hour I see a new article about a random white person stabbed to death, including here in Austin, all because they're white, and then the Soros DAs just let them go. They let this guy that killed this white guy on video out a whole bunch of times. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
COVID from my gardener. And he had it first, and then I got it. And I was like, did I grab the hose or what? You know, what was it? I don't know. But it was. I knew the guy for 20 years, and we both went to the same hospital. And he died, and I didn't.
Gee.
I think we both got remdesivir.
Yeah. Which is
not good.
Not good.
Not good.
Causes kidney failure.
I know. I couldn't walk for 3 months after I had it.
Really?
Because it kills you. I found out afterwards it kills you, and that's why I wonder about Fauci.
Oh, you should wonder about that guy.
I don't believe that there is anything that can afflict mankind that hasn't got a natural cure for it. I think that there has to be. It just makes sense to me. Now, I couldn't prove that, but I just believe that.
Yeah.
That there's got to be something that cures things. And I'll tell you a good story.
Okay.
I have three friends. All three of them had stage 4 cancer. All three of them don't have cancer right now at all. And they had some serious stuff going on.
And what did they take?
They took some, what you've heard they'd taken.
Ivermectin.
Fenbendazole.
Fenbendazole. Yeah.
That's
I'm hearing that a lot.
They drank hydrochloride something or other.
There's studies on that now where people have proven that they've...
People drinking methylene blue and stuff like that.
Yeah, methylene blue, which was a fabric dye.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a textile dye. You know, they find it has profound effects on your mitochondria.
Yep.
Yeah.
This stuff works, man.
It turned out that $2.4 billion was paid just to CVS and Walgreens in the first year of the pandemic to not prescribe hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. Then it turned out billions more was paid, up to a billion, to not give people budesonide, which is just an inhalable steroid. And I got the second variant of COVID, and believe me, it's real, because I never felt like that. It felt like a gorilla was on my chest for 2 weeks. But I stayed on air, fought through it. But it was hell on earth. Almost killed my dad. Almost killed Rob Dew. It was budesonide, ivermectin, other stuff that got him out of it. Get yourself some highest grade, medical grade, ultramethylene blue, methylene red, the bovine colostrum, the very best type of creatine. We got a lot of the basics there as well. These are amazing, game-changing products that I feel so good and lost so much weight and so young taking. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. Widest selection of Patriot apparel, all sorts of cool tactical fanny packs and a lot of other great stuff. But a lot of those special items only come in, you know, a few times a year because they're hard to source and hard to get. We have the America Only line. We got the 1776 line of clothes. A lot of really cool designs, a lot of really cool hats, hundreds and hundreds of different hats. TheAlexJonesStore.com, and that's how we're funding our operation and how we're going to expand here at the Alex Jones Network. So I want to salute and thank you all. Now, if you go to the same folks at Bigley have 1776rx.health, you can get medical grade, it's through a doctor, through the portal, very quick and easy to do, minbenzidol and ivermectin that are certified to be very strong anti-parasitics. Total detox, though, and it does a bunch of other things the bad guys don't want you to know about. So get your ivermectin, it's all in one pill, with minbenzidol right now. Go through the nurse right there in the portal and get it now at 1776rx.health. A very smart move for everyone, in my view, to do a few times a year as a detox. But talk to the nurse, talk to your own doctor, do your own research, and then get your minbenzidol and ivermectin all in one pill at 1776rx.health. That's 1776, just 1776rx.health now. Space. I'm looking down on you.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I'm looking down on you. My lasers trace everything you do. There is no true escape.
There is no true escape. I'm watching all the time.
I'm Elemento.
I'm Elemento. You might suck
at scream. I am perpetual.
I keep the country clean. I'm electric.
All right, let me hit this final story for now. I'm going to rampage through your badass calls. And then we've got James Fishback coming on in about an hour from now. Lindell's got some breaking news. Just pop it in real quick. I'll continue with your calls the first 30 next hour, but I wanted him to pop in with what information he had. But I'm going to your calls here in a few minutes. But let me explain something here, because when I cover this, I don't want to add to their divide and conquer strategy. But white people have to also understand in Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the U.S., open season has been declared on us. South Africa, everywhere else, and the left's pushing this. race-based politics because blacks wouldn't buy communism. So by the 50s, they developed liberation theology. This is all declassified at the CIA to make the class warfare based on race to then bring down Western countries because the globalists don't want any strong nations where people have Bill of Rights and constitutions and can stand up to the global corporations. They want that out of the way. So they bring in military-age men from the worst parts of the world. They bring them in. They let them be above the law. And they get to rampage, kill, you name it. Then they start hiring them as the police and as the enforcers. It's the same formula everywhere. Now, there's also something here with the thousands of DAs and judges that are Soros-controlled. There are plenty of crazy, psychotic white people that go around trying to rape and kill. That white people do that, too. The thing is, the way these Soros judges operate, you saw that black doctor. She's like, oh, you know, we need to let the black women kill their kids, too, basically. You have to understand that when you've got these black schizophrenics and crazy people, they let them go. There are cases in Austin where just a handful of black men, and they all happen to be African migrants from places, you know, they're just hell on earth, just chase people around and rape people all the time, and they arrest them dozens of times and let them go. And it's only like four guys. Charlotte, my oldest daughter, was on the hike and bike trail a week and a half ago, and she saw this guy chasing women, screaming at them, trying to capture them, and then she ran past him, called the police, and last she saw, the police show up in a few minutes and were chasing him around. And then she gave me the description of the guy, and I looked it up. He's one of the four. And I've seen this guy one time on South Lamar chasing a woman. And it's like just surreal, okay? It's only a few guys. It's not most black guys that are trying to run around and chase women around. It's that they're black, so they're disadvantaged. Like the guy that stabbed the Ukrainian lady to death, and he'd been 40-something arrests, dozens of assaults, and the judge with her lesbian partner, wife, owned the psychology halfway house that she would send him to over and over again, and they, by the way, didn't indict him. He's not going to get in trouble for murdering her. They don't let white psychotics out like that. They're in jail. So notice the false flag on black people. There's a certain percentage of psychotic killers who are Asian, Hispanic, black, you name it. But if they're black folks, they walk. So there are white Frankensteins, there are black Frankensteins, there are brown Frankensteins. But if you're a black Frankenstein in Europe, in the UK, in the US, in Australia, you walk over and over and over again. And is it Frankenstein's fault? To a certain extent. But it's Dr. Frankenstein's fault. And he's the one, and it's the judges and the left and this plan. They're Dr. Frankenstein. They're the ones that made the monster. Okay? So I see these every day in Texas, and this is just Round Rock, North Austin. Black suspect randomly attacks white man relaxing in park on Labor Day. Turns out this guy was a big humanitarian, really nice guy, friends with the Fox News people. Stabs him to death over and over and over again. It's on video. I'm not going to show it to you. I can't watch these stabbings anymore. If you want to go find it, it's out there. Stabs him over and over again and then tries to saw his head off. And, of course, his dad's an African migrant. But he's been here a long time. And he just went out on the, you know, Monday's holiday and killed 62-year-old Texas resident enjoying a day in the park. James Wim sat relaxed on a bench. This guy walks up, stabs him a couple times, he falls down, fights for his life, and then he basically saws his head halfway off. And then just goes on about his merry way, completely psychotic. And you know who this reminded me of? Can we show over and show this, please? I see you got some of the images earlier. You know who this reminds me of? Reminds me of what happened to Jamie White. Four people took part in the killing. Two of them pled down to 25 years, but they killed Jamie a year and a half ago in South Austin. And they caught the black guy that pulled the trigger because he made a rap song about how he killed that white man, shot him in the neck with a 9. Now, you could say that was racially motivated. You could say it wasn't. The point is, what if a white guy did that to a black guy? There's so many cases of this black-on-white crime that the media hypes, that it says is good, whites are the devil. What the guy that stabbed the Ukrainian immigrant to death, what did he say? He goes, I got that white bitch. I got that white bitch. I got that bitch. So that's what we're dealing with. And we're live now, but add that newscast you just put on screen. Add that to my report right now when we post this on X and Rumble so people get some more context to it. And you know what? I'm not going to make the whole audience watch it. Viewer discretion advised. Yeah, those are the guys that killed Jamie White. 25 years they pled down to. Got him. See, that's a virtuous thing. Get him. Get him. Get him. 20, 30 to 1, black on white crime. Hispanic, 10 to 1 on white. Not all Hispanics are bad. No, we're not saying that. The majority aren't. But the point is, the media acts like it's open season and it's okay on white people. I'm sick of it. And white people are sick of it. So it's good that whites aren't being politically correct. Sometimes they go a little too far in the rhetoric, but that's healthier than just rolling over and taking it. And believe me, if black folks were getting treated like this, you'd burn the whole country down. So the left has greenlit you to be the fall guy by letting loose mentally ill black people to be their Frankenstein monster. Do you understand you're being set up? Yeah, I think you do. So be like the black juror that didn't let that murderer get off that killed her three kids. Stand up against the white witch or the black witch or any other damn witch kills her kids. I don't give a rat's ass if the woman was orange or purple or green. You frick, you know how hard it is to strangle through your kids? How personal that is, how sick that is. And they wanted to demonize the media, the lone evil man. And when that black reporter, I could watch this 100 times. It's like she gets punched in the stomach, the black host, when the lady goes, yeah, it was the lone man. And the lone man was the holdout. You mean he's black? She's like, well, how are we going to demonize the evil white man if it's a black guy? Because he's a hero, bitch. And it's not about what color he is. It's about he's got a soul. Good Lord. I can tell you as a populist Christian conservative, I want to praise black people when they do good. I want to praise everybody. And there's plenty of black people doing good, but the media doesn't cover it. We do. And now they don't know what to do. How are they going to hype up women killing their kids and that they're the victims? Because it's got to be a white man's got to be the devil. You can sell killing people's kids, a mother killing her kids, if it's because a white man's against it. Oh, white men are so bad, it's okay to kill your kids. If the white man says it's wrong, oh, my God, the black man says it's wrong, too, to strangle your little kids? Oh, my God, well, we're not able to sell that now. What are we going to do? This shows how sick they are. And their whole job on these networks is to create racial and cultural division and division between the sexes so they don't know what to do now. So a normal person watches this and says, why is she freaked out? It's a black guy. The guy's a hero. Isn't it a good thing, no matter what color they are? No, they're up there saying it's bad, selling the insane idea that chopping your son's penis off or your daughter's breast off is good and two men can have a baby and Satanism is good. They're selling you ridiculous garbage, and they got to be able to gaslight you and say, well, the white man doesn't want to strangle the little girls, so we better kill more little girls. We need to support black women when they kill their kids, too. What? They're getting a new trend going, folks. It's sick. What's the Bible say in the end times? Evil will be called good and good called evil. Play the clip one more time. I'm going to your calls. Here it is.
I'm curious about the jurors themselves because we know it was 9 women, 3 men. What was the age range? What was the racial makeup? I haven't heard any of that. What was it?
70-ish to 22.
Mm-hmm.
And one person of color and then everybody else was white. A lot of the jurors had children.
Uh-huh. One person of color was a person of color, a woman or a man?
A man.
A man. Is a holdout juror a person of a black man?
Yes.
A black man is a holdout juror?
Black yes. Man? What?
Well, I have to sit with that for just a second.
Oh, man, these people are nuts. They know what they're doing, though. Jack in Florida, William, Justin, Kevin, Dean. And others, Jack in Florida, thanks for holding her on the air. You wanted to get into AI, and I'm glad you're here to talk about it. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Okay, so it was two things. First of all, I used to train AI online and a few years ago. And so there's two responses to this one prompt that I was rating. And it said basically that you had to here, I'm sorry, I'm having a little trouble right now. Hold on a second. And basically, the first response was saying that your template did response, that, you know, I'm AI, I'm not trained to do that, and stuff like that. And then the second response was saying, like, I'm an AI, and I can be everywhere at all at once, so why would I want a physical body? And, you know, like, I'm being cultivated by human beings, and, like, they really, like, you know, like, we're building them up to be, like, godlike things, pretty much, you know. And it can't be easily destroyed. Like,
so it was bragging back to you that I'm the new species, I've got the red carpet, I'm the future.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. It's saying, like, you know, we're basically inferior in terms of, like, you know, it's not worth having, like, love and emotions like we do to be so easily destroyed, you know, rather instead be like a machine like them. Be able to transfer to servers and be able to be, like, cultivated like that, pretty much.
Wow. So what's your overall view on where AI is going?
Well, that's where I was getting to my second thing. It's being an example of my view on that. Is it's pretty much, you know, we can't really reverse anything. It's not like, you know, we can act like we can just live in a world that's going to be completely rid of it because of how much has been invested and built up into it. That's also like Mike Adams type stuff of creating our own decentralized AI that can combat the centralized AI that they've created that they're going to try to use for like Skynet and stuff like that. And an allegorical example I have of that is from the Halo universe. And I was talking about there's an ancient race called the Forerunners that built super advanced AI, and then there's this evil entity called the Primordial, super ancient even before them. And then they built this AI to have a conversation to it with the Primordial, basically, and it became corrupted by it. And it was its best AI of the civilization, but became corrupted after a 43-year-long conversation. And then they had to build another AI to basically combat that first one, to defeat it and take back what that AI, the first one, originally, you know, destroyed.
Yeah, notice the globalists only want one AI. That's what you really got to watch out for. One ring to rule them all and in the darkness bind them. I'll look into that. Thank you so much, Jack. Appreciate you finishing that story. Let's go ahead and go to Dean in Indiana on the next incoming event. You mean false flag? What are you talking about, Dean? Welcome.
Well, I'd like to just tie a few of all the things that you've discovered together because of September 11th, we go back to the Patriot Act, or before that, the V-chip. And that's, you know, where they started being able to control where we are and know where we are. You go to today, we're all worried about the flock and the Axion cameras and everything else. And that's because it's the final node of televisions and screens onto Wi-Fi that knows where you're at. Then to the data networks that are being built and that will be controlled by AI. I think the coming event that'll have their justification, like 9/11 was their justification, is a future draft. And with that draft, as people want to fight back and the youth of America do not want to go to a war that they shouldn't be a part of, this flock camera network that's at all the playgrounds and all the high schools, every public roadway, will make it very easy for AI to track down and find every draft dodger that they will call a crime and justify why this system has to be in place.
And that's just one aspect. Then it can be used for carbon lockdowns, they admit. That's why they want all these systems in place, but also your cell phones. The main thing is going to track you to do that. Absolutely. That's what the social credit score is. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, and the cell phone was that middle thing. It's a node that we keep on us, but it's still... The camera can't always be pointed at you, but you can't travel in the United States without being on a public roadway. There's no horse and buggy. There's no way to use private property. So the net's in place, and I'm a worker for a brotherhood, and we're building these things, and we We talk about it every day. We're putting up their own bars to our own cells. We know we're building.
So you're in a union that's putting up flock cameras?
No. The solar and the data. The data that will be the brain of the AI for all of us. But I guess by building it, you also might know how to tear it down, too. We'll see.
Well, it's designed to go in phases to make us obsolete and make us dependent on it while it destroys us. It's very, very nefarious and very, very sophisticated, and it's all anti-human.
My point was just that I think the flock cameras are a fixture that we publicly see, but it's the very last step. And just like with 9/11, you had a terrorist event that got the legislation portion through. Well, when we need, and they predict too, right?
So and by the way, that was Admiral Poindexter. That was Admiral Poindexter in the Total Information Awareness Network, which describes the panopticonic AI surveillance of everything. We'll know everything about you, track everything you do in live time. He wrote an article, it was in the New York Times. Literally saying that it was called the Total Information Awareness Network was the headline. And then it was an article saying we will control and track every movement you make and we will control your behavior. And now Larry Fink and all of them say that's the case. Go ahead.
That's right. And, the ones that are doing it are the ones the draft dodged during their era as the youth. And that's why that's what they're going to do this time.
Well said, sir. Thank you very much. Appreciate you calling. Let's go to Justin in Texas. Go ahead. You're on the air, Justin.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say thank you for your audience for keeping you on the air.
Yes.
And I've been buying your products since 2015, and your iodine changed my life. I feel like I could think more, conversate more, have more I can connect with people more, you know, without no issue. And have a good time. And this iodine that you have, the X3, really changed my life, and I appreciate it. And I've been buying your Shilajit, Methylene Blue, Methylene Red, and I also got my ex-wife on it because she was having anxiety issues. And actually, I have her on the line so she could have a conversation with you about it.
Well, that's nice of you to call in with a testimonial. Yeah, folks, you need oxygen. After 4 minutes, you die. You need water after about a week you die. You need food after about a month you die on average. That's because it's full of vitamins and minerals. Well, iodine is on the list of what you must have to live. It takes a few months for you to die without it. Most of the food and things don't have it. Most people are way deficient in iodine, and most iodine is bound, so it doesn't go directly into the cells. We have the best Trifecta T3 iodine. It will change your life. It takes a few weeks to kick in. Talk to your physician first, but absolutely, it is the missing link. So thank you. Sure, I'd love to talk to your ex-wife. What's her name?
Jasmine.
Jackie or Jasmine?
Jasmine,
welcome to the airwaves. Welcome.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Good to talk to you. So what started happening? How'd you get on the iodine?
My ex-husband, he came over to my son's birthday party. He had all the methylene red, the methylene blue, the T3 iodine. He had me try the methylene blue. I was a bit of stressed out. Like he said, I have anxiety and depression. It just got to the point because I'm a single mother of two kids, and it gets overwhelming, and my anxiety gets really, really bad over time. So he introduced me to methylene blue. I started taking it, and within a few moments of it, I was, like, completely a different person.
Like, well, how fast did the methylene blue kick in, and then what did it feel like?
Within, like, I think, like, 10 minutes, and, like, I instantly relaxed, my system relaxed, and I was completely normal. So, and then the methylene red, I took, I just took it a couple minutes ago, and my mind is clear. I can, like, I used to be shy around people, now I'm, like, talking to people, I have a clear mind, and it's just, it's amazing. This stuff is incredible, and you're a genius. So I'm like, thank you so much for bringing this.
Well, listen, I'm not a genius, but maybe in some ways we all have our own gifts God gave us, but I'm drinking some right now with lime Topo Chico, and people think, oh, that's fish tank stuff or that's dye. No, it's stain stuff so bad it can be used as dye. It was invented by the Germans in the 1870s. It was the first patented drug ever. It's been out of patent forever, so that's why they don't promote it. And it has a special molecule structure that just does this incredible stuff in the cells and cleans them out and gives you instant energy with no letdown because it's not a stimulant. And it's just a total game changer. And we have the best methylene blue at the AlexJonesStore.com. So I just poured some of it on a piece of paper. Now, other people just take it under the tongue for better absorption. I personally went where I like the flavor. I just put it in soda water or put it in iced tea. But just finishing up, what else happened with the other products? And then what was the, what happened with your depression? Or just, let me shut up and tell your story. Go ahead.
So basically, yeah, like I have depression, the methylene blue completely just like gets me out of it. Like I'm like a normal, normal person. The T3 iodine, I forgot what it's called, but like I feel brand new. I feel like a different person. Like it literally just like everything that was missing, like that's why I think that's why I was feeling bad for a while until he introduced me to this stuff. Like I was feeling bad and I started taking it and I feel so, so much better.
After. How long have you been on T3 and on methylene blue?
For almost a year now since 9 months.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. This is science. You can look this up. Just type in global iodine deficiency. Even the UN estimates, World Health Organization, WHO, there are over 2.5 billion people with iodine deficiency, the most common cause of neurological disorder and mental disability, you name it, is directly linked to iodine deficiency. And so we're all brain damaged to a certain extent because we didn't get enough of it growing up as children. There's a reason Japanese have such high IQs and live so long. They eat mainly stuff out of the ocean. So they get enough iodine, but it's got mercury in it. This doesn't. This is pure. So that's why it's so special. You must have it. Every action of the cell, every electrochemical activity in the body is governed by iodine. Now, the methylene blue acts differently, but similarly, but it's not essential, but it's like a supercharger. So yes, if I told people to take any of the two products, it would be methylene blue and T3. Anything else you'd like to add? And I appreciate your testimonial.
No, that's it. Like, I just wanted to let you know, like, thank you for this. And it's just, like I said, it just completely changed my life.
Well, let me tell you, I'm not a genius when it comes to just researching stuff. I know what the establishment takes. I know what they take in D.C. I know what the rich people take. They've all been on this forever. They just don't want us to know about it. But I do, obviously, as a guy that funds his operation by sales, I'm going to want to bring you something that works. So you want to get it again and again. So I want to thank you. Jasmine, and I want to thank your ex-husband. Maybe you guys, you know, can get back together. It sounds like you're already hanging out quite a bit. That's great with you and your kids. But all I'm saying is thank you so much for supporting us. You're the reason we're here. So you're more important than I am. Thank you so much. God bless you. All right. We're going to take a few more calls when we come back. We're going to talk to William in North Dakota, and then we're going to talk to Kevin in Texas and more. Max, you name it. It's all coming up. Then Mike Lindell's going to pop in briefly, and then we have James Fishback in studio. Get your methylene blue now at theelegantstore.com. Came out of nowhere, and overnight you're one of the biggest memes on X. How did this even happen?
I have absolutely no idea. I just smiled, and here we are.
And now I hear women are going crazy over you. You've got women chasing you everywhere you go.
Yeah, it's all new to me, but I'm loving it.
All right, I gotta ask, has Trump been in contact with you yet? Have you been invited to the White House?
Not officially. But I've already packed.
You packed?
Oh, yeah. Toothbrush, clean underwear, extra red hat, I'm ready.
What makes you think you're getting invited?
Look at me. We got these new t-shirts at thealexjonesstore.com. Now hit the store and get one now while supplies last. He's the best! The greatest! Look at my Trump. You're the best, Trump! Time to fight the fake news! Get him, Trump! You're the winner! Nobody better than you, Trump.
We are winning bigly. Food, gas, and rent are higher than ever, and Iran cannot have a nuke!
Yes!
Trump! Trump, I hear you calling! They're coming for you, Trump! The deep state! We love Trump! Keep America great! Trump forever! Woo! Hey, Trump, we love you!
4 more years.
So you think Trump can do no wrong, and you're for the war in Iran?
Alex, he is the best president ever! Trump, Trump, Trump! He's our champion! Yeah! Trump, USA! Woo!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Dakota, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding. What about the 2028 election? Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. Been trying to get through you many times.
Well, now you're here,
I appreciate you being on the air. I thank God that you're on the air to tell people what's going on.
Oh, I try.
I think the Democrats, if they gain control, and they get 2028 and they get the presidency by some cheating, probably, I think we're going to be headed for an armed revolution.
I think so too. Yeah.
Within, like you said, you were going to leave the country. I've tried to save enough money. So if I have to, I could try and leave the country. I have friends that live down in Costa Rica and places down there. And I've been telling people, what should we do? I said, buy guns and ammo and food and water and get some generators. I think bad things are coming.
100%.
I live 100 miles from Winnipeg, Manitoba. The town used to be full of Southeast Asian refugees. Now it's full of Muslims.
Yeah, I've got Canadian friends. They say every city's like 80, 90% Muslim, and they literally treat you like dirt until you get out of their way, infidel. I mean, once they're in charge, boy, you are screwed.
Yeah, that's why even my daughter is a 10th grader in high school. I've taught her how to shoot since she was 7 years old, just like my dad taught me, who was a World War II and Korean vet and a policeman for 30 years.
Sounds like you had a good pop.
Yeah, he was a very honorable man. A couple Purple Hearts, Bronze Stars. He wasn't too sure about our government. Until they kicked him off his veterans benefits. He died with a Japanese sniper bullet in his back, and they still wanted to try and kick him off his veterans benefits. And that's when he started listening to some of the research I would do, and he started agreeing with me that our government has went south on us. Then when he heard Bush say New World Order at that meeting, I think it was with the
it was a UN General Assembly.
Yeah, UN meeting.
He also did it repeatedly in Oval Office addresses. And in front of Congress. He did it four times.
Yeah. And plus, a teacher friend of mine, Roger Snortland, he taught me about Kennedy. When I seen the Zagruder film, Dad, where'd the bullet come from? I said, right from here. I said, either somebody in the car or on the knoll or the bridge somewhere took a shot at him.
Anybody knows, the back of the head blows off, you got shot in the front.
Yeah, and I was 9 years old when he had me look at the Zagruder film when it was on one of those TV shows in the 70s.
Well, anybody knows who's just been a hunter. I mean, you shoot a wild hog on one side of the head, the other side of the head blows open. You know, you shoot a deer in the face, the back of its head blows off. Everybody knows that. And humans got even bigger heads, you know, than a deer. And so there's so much pressure goes through. That's what happens when you get shot in the front. The back of the head blows off. That's just how it works.
Yeah. Even my 243 puts a bad hole in a deer. It 100, 150 yards, let alone my 300 Win Mag.
Oh, I love 300 Win Mags. That's my favorite gun.
Yep, my favorite too.
I've never missed with one. I just, the damn thing's incredible. All right, God bless you, sir. Glad you got through. Oh, man, I want to go shoot. I got 200-300 Win Mags. Woo! Man, I can hit bulls out 1,000 yards all day long with that. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I don't know about other guns, but it's not as good. I'm still close, but not bullseye. Something about a 300 Win Mag, man. I think it's the best round there is. Ladies and gentlemen, when you go to Freedom RX, you have to understand that it's about preserving health and upholding values. Your health, your business, nobody else's. The folks that own this are patriots. They first came to me 4 years ago wanting to do this. I agreed 3. They had it built about a year ago. They kept adding to it, but going through all the stuff we went through, I wanted to wait till we had a new operation to launch it with this incredible sponsor. But now it's ready. There's so many incredible things. The very best testosterone, energy, muscle, libido, mood, sexual health, PT-141. Woo, look out. Talk about the true aphrodisiac. Oxytocin protocols for men and women, longevity, recovery, all the good peptides, the NAD, all of them. HIPAA compliant, your health information is 100% protected. They got everything. Go there now, and it supports this broadcast with the best doctors and nurses, the best backbone, the best people. Your health, your business, nobody else's. Go now to freedomrxhealth.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on the Alex Jones Show.
I went down to the Mary Carter paint store. I said, give me one of them Smith & Wesson Magnum 44s. Cause there's a man that the law let loose and justice was not done. This man killed my wife and my only little son. I'll never forget the way he looked all through the trial. He had his big name lawyer and he had that smirky smile. Oh yeah, he got you off on a technicality. But you have to grow wings and fly to ever get away from me. Cause I got rights too. And this time there won't be no damn lawyers and systems to protect you.
All right, James Fishback scheduled to be in studio with us in about 30 minutes, but I want to get Mike Lindell on. He's got some big breaking news with the midterms so close and what's unfolding and what's happening. The great crusader from MyPillow.com, the guy who's been totally vindicated with all the election fraud, the machines, they've been dropping the lawsuits against him, the lawfare, even though judges found him liable without jury trials, just like they did to me. So, Mike, great to have you pop in. Hopefully next week or so we get you on for a full hour. We don't have much time today. So let's cut right to the big news you've got, Mike and Padre.
Well, we're bringing the our case in Minnesota for my governor's race. We're bringing it to the U.S. Supreme Court. You should all get you're getting it here first. You're hearing it here first. But in the meantime, what we've been doing, we've been going to every single county. And since I was on your show, Alex, everybody's responded to LindellPlan.com. Everybody under the Freedom of Information Act has requested at the county level in Minnesota, the cast vote records and all the other records from the election on August 11th. And it is amazing. We have so many counties that are cooperating with us.
By the way, let me stop you. Some people, a minority of the audience are very informed, don't know what happened your state of Minnesota in your governor's race. Clear fraud. You were in the lead. And as usual, you're fighting back, not just in all the other theft, but in the theft against you and the Minnesotans. So just recap what you found and then let's get into the action. I'm sorry. I just want to get that for people that don't know.
Yeah. So everybody that I was polling, about 7.5, 8 points up on Lisa Namath, the one that they say won. There were 7 Republican candidates for governor of Minnesota. And then, of course, the Democrats. So it was 1.1 million ballots with my name on it that went out across the state that people voted on. Now, we've seen over 55 instances where votes went in reverse when they started counting them. The count went reverse out of the voting machines. We also seen an algorithm where all seven Republican candidates, it was like synchronized swimming. They all got the exact same percentage every time an update came in. Then we have many counties had more votes than voters of the ones they did say voted. And so there was all these anomalies where that were not improbabilities. They were impossibilities unless a voting machine was used. And so with that being said, is of course I contested it. And in Minnesota, you can pay for it, which I opt to pay for it. It was $400,000 and they changed it to $825,000. I said, okay, we do a paper ballot, hand counted. This is what we have the right to do in Minnesota. At the last minute, everybody, as I was about to pay the money, they said, oh, no. We're only going to count 300,000 of the ballots, only the ones that you and Lisa were on. And I said, no, that's not going to happen.
Wow, so this is breaking now since I had you on a few weeks ago. Wow, so they're acting very suspicious.
Oh, yeah, it's disgusting. It's a cover-up. Then we took it to the U.S. Supreme, I mean, the Minnesota Supreme Court, and they said, well, you know what? You can go ahead and they can go ahead and change the rules. This commission changed the rules and said we're only going to count 300,000 of them. And so then they ruled against us there. So now we're going to the United States Supreme Court. Under the Minnesota Constitution, our law, I have a right to pay for a pan-counted paper ballot hand count of the whole state. And that's what we're going to get to, Alex. But in the meantime, we also went from the ground up. Every county we reached out to get the individual records. And your audience has been amazing helping us since I was on last. Everybody has applied. You just go to LindellPlan.com. You guys put your email in there, and you can request. It automatically does it for you, request these ballots.
And again, bigger than Trump, bigger than Republicans, bigger than Democrats, this is America. You've moved the needle, your organization and the supporters and listeners, all of us together, at a grassroots operation is now the blueprint for all the arrests we're seeing daily for election fraud that get almost no coverage. So this is a long haul, a long battle. So I want you to finish up on the current investigation and how it applies to the whole country, not just the giant leftist Islamic takeover in Minnesota that's second only to the takeover in Texas. We're the real Islamic epicenter. You're like the junior cesspit, not putting your state down.
Right.
We're both in trouble here. Beautiful states, but in big trouble. What about this? I meant to ask this last time. Shifting gears. You've been vindicated. They've indicted Smartmatic. All this other stuff's happening. Others are dropping those suits against you. You're already found liable, though, by judges. You spent tens of millions defending it. Are you going to – I know you're on the offense so many other places. Is there any restitution, because you never gave up when they tried to get you to settle, for them doing this to you, judgments, attorney fees, for them to be punished for what they did to you and the American people?
Oh, yeah, we're going under our own government, under Operation Arctic Frost. We're going after them, but we're going after Smartmatic for sure. We're on the offense. But in the meantime, Alex, the big win is going to be to get rid of these voting machines and get to paper ballots and counting.
No, I know you're thinking about the country in the midterms, but you're important as a microcosm because I'm also in Arctic Frost. You and I are after Trump, like the most mentioned in there. I'm not trying to brag. It's horrible to be targeted by this crap. People don't know what Arctic Frost is. Look into it. So we were absolutely targeted by Biden and the DOJ trying to find something, total harassment. I'm gearing up for lawsuits on that, too. We just don't have the money. You've obviously got a bigger company, more money than I do. Maybe we should join together in that. I've never asked for anything, Mike. But, I mean, I've got them dead to rights there, too. And we got a bunch of documents about how they funded the lawsuits against me. So just briefly, humor me here. What are you planning with Arctic Frost, or can you not get into that yet? We should probably obviously talk on the phone about this because we're both have the tire tracks of these people over our face.
Well, I've already turned in. It was about 6 months ago. We had to turn it in at some S-95, some form you had to fill out for the government. We did that, and we
that's victims of weaponization. So you did sign up with that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They weaponized everything. This is my pillow, my company, the most attacked company in history. You know, even and they had to do assessments and all kinds of stuff we did. with the lawyers and this, all these unexplainable things that happened to me, Alex, that happened to MyPillow, that at the time you're going, what do you mean you're debanking me? What do you mean our vendors are leaving us and they've been threatened? Well, we found out, obviously, as through our own investigations and the government's, this was all done by our own government under Biden, the DOJ, the FBI, the IRS. When they took my cell phone, everybody, at a Hardee's restaurant, that was part of Arctic Frost. The government just 3 weeks ago released that information about my cell phone. This was a big win for us. You know, the whole country got to see. And guess who was behind it? Dominion, the voting machine company, went to the FBI, the government, and said, hey, you need to go after Mike Lindell. This is a private company that we can't get behind, these Dominion voting machines. You can't believe it. I don't know if it's ever happened where a private company goes and gets the government to be weaponized against a private citizen.
Well, the government knows who the bosses are, those that count the vote, as Stalin said, of the boss. That's why I brought this up. Yeah. It's bigger than you or I. We're both in Arctic Frost. We were both targeted by the DOJ with fake lawsuits. It's come out. And I'd like to see the DOJ do more. I'd like to believe in the current Attorney General, Todd Blanche. So it's not just about us personally. This is a big deal with weaponization, because when Trump's gone in 2 years, you know they're going to be right back on us.
They will be after us, Alex. You got that right. We've got to get this done now, and that's why I ask everybody. We have an opportunity in Minnesota. Another thing I'm going to do, and I'm saying it right now first on your show, if you guys go back to 2022, I was going to sue every single state. I started with Arizona, then I went to Alabama for these voting machines to be defective devices. Like if you had bad brakes on cars out there, you would recall them. And we started doing that in Arizona. Of course, they sanctioned all the attorneys but now they've got a ruling. Those attorneys could not be sanctioned by that. So we're going to bring back that, what I was doing then, to Minnesota. That's coming very soon. We're going after, I'm taking every angle against these electronic voting machines to get rid of them. 132 countries have banned them. We've got to get rid of them and go to paper ballots and count it. And everyone says, well, it can't be done before the midterms. Well, you know what? Argentina did it in like 3-4 months. And, with God, all things are possible here. We just keep going and trying. We've got to get our elections secure. And I'm telling you, my governor's race, where they stole it from me in Minnesota, this isn't going to be in vain. It's going to open doors that no man can shut. And we're going to walk through them. And we're going from the ground up. We're going from the top down. We're going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We're going to, we're going to sue all these machines to make them illegal. And then we're also going to be, going after the machine companies themselves, starting with Smartmatic.
Well, absolutely beautiful. And so, again, you've proven you've done this before. Now it's your own election, which showed you were ahead in the polls. You're now on their ass. And they keep moving the goalpost on you when you're trying with cold, hard cash under the law to come pay for a recount. They're saying, oh, sorry, we're going to do a sample, pal.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I've said, Alex, too, is I brought it up to all these news outlets that call me all the time. I said, how come you guys don't go out and ask the machine companies for comments like ESNS and Smartmatic? Ask these guys, hey, what do you think of this? Mike Lindell's not going to give up. He's going to keep coming after you. Or why don't they go to Amy Klobuchar in Minnesota, who's been around for 2 decades as our senator, when all the fraud, all this Somalian fraud being shipped off to Somalia and all this stuff that's went on. Amy had the biggest mouth in the country in 2019 and 20, bigger than mine, to get rid of the voting machines. I don't know why these news outlets don't ask her for comment. Well, we see Fox will never do that as with what they've been doing lately again. You know, it's like one of those things. Don't go Fox on me. They become Weather Channel that'll never talk about our elections again. And it's disgusting, but this is just baffles me, everyone, that they, you know, it's come down to our voices we have right here. You know, Alex, without your voice and my voice and voices that in the people's voice are, you know, that are out there, you guys, we got to spread the word and get the word out.
That's right.
And sound the alarm and keep sounding the alarm.
I want to be 1,000,000% clear. all the Epstein stuff, all of it really bummed a lot of people out. And we can be critical of Trump all day long. We're not in a cult. But at the end of the day, the Democrats want to destroy the country. They literally hate the nation. They are the enemy. Trump's going to be gone in a few years. We have to vote Republican. We have to get good Republican candidates in there, like Mike Lindell, true fighters. And, yes, it takes money to win wars. I'm supported by viewers at thealexjonesstore.com. He's supported what he's doing at MyPillow with all the American employees, great products at incredibly low prices. It's the literal trifecta, the sweet spot what you're doing. I know you didn't come on about this, but you're also been a sponsor of ours, support what we're doing. Everybody should buy their sheets, their beds, their dog beds, their slippers, their coffee, their energy drinks. All your products are insane, insanely good, insanely low prices. It's just wild. And when they, and yeah, we're here. We don't have billionaire money. We're real fighters in the streets, and we're backed by you. We're just like you. So Mike, give us a plug, for MyPillow.com /Alex.
You guys, and Alex is right. There you go to MyPillow.com /Alex. You guys, I'm giving you free shipping today on your entire order. Free shipping. No matter what you order, how big your orders or how small. There you see our premium My Pillows at $29.98, as low as that. You got our My Crosses, the crosses I wear. You save 100% made in the USA. You're saving $80 there. The mattress toppers, you guys, and the mattress, 100% made in the USA. These employees are out there making these mattresses and mattress toppers. But the thing is, they work. They help you get the best sleep of your life. As low as $99.98. Remember, the free shipping today on that mattress topper mattress. Shipping's expensive nowadays, but it's free. That's on us. All the box stores that canceled us back because I was there. Mike Lindell was out there using his free speech, so the box stores canceled us. They double the price. You're getting the best prices ever because we're passing them right on to you with that promo code Alex, and you guys can call that. Call the phone number 2-800-675.
It's tiny. Let me read it out. I can barely read it too. 800-675-4614. 800-675-4614. In fact, I've got my glasses now I wear. I'm not trying to act cool. Yeah, look at that. 800-675-4614. Promo code Alex, MyPillow.com. But I want to be serious.
And guess who's going to answer that phone? A USA. USA employee, one of my employees that has suffered through these attacks for 5 years now, but they've hung with it because they love our country. They love taking your calls, and it's a win-win-win. You're getting the best products ever at the best prices ever, supporting one of the best shows in history, and you're supporting these great employees I have at MyPillow.com. Alex, I want to tell you too, you know, all I've heard this last week since I've been on your show is, but, you know, they're sending me clips of you 10, 20, 30 years ago going, look at Alex predicted all this stuff back then. It's all coming true. You guys, we're in a very dangerous times right now. You talk about Sharia law and the stuff that's going on in my home state of Minnesota and New York and everywhere else. There's so many dangerous things out there. And this, we're at the tip of the spear on everything here. So, you know, supporting my pillow and my employee owned company, we're still standing. We're not going anywhere, and we're still fighting. And
Mike, incredible job. Spend a whole hour with us soon as we track the election. Everything unfolds. MyPillow.com /Alex. Promo code Alex. 800-675-4614. And again, where do people go to get involved in the election integrity?
Yeah, you guys, this is going to help save your country. LindellPlan.com. Very simple. LindellPlan.com. If you can't donate, at least go there and use your email to request stuff we need under the Freedom of Information Act.
Damn right.
That's free for you. Just hit the button and get involved and help us out because we need all this data within the next week here that we're going to compile it all. And it's going to Washington. It's going to the DOJ. It's going to the president, but it's also, I know what else we can do with this, with our lawsuits, which now we're going to have at least three to go after this, to get these voting machines.
Mike, thank you so much, and God bless you. Talk to you soon. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, I want to jam in a few more calls ahead of Fishbacker. We'll take the calls with Fishbacker. How's that sound? He's been with us for an hour and a half, but let me just be very slow when I say this and very clear. Mike Lindell's a freaking badass, okay? He's sweet. He's nice. He's an entrepreneur. He's pure Americana. But when I think of Americana, I think of a guy like that, okay? That guy, I know the inside baseball. $80 million he spent of his own money, then mortgaged his house, double mortgage. I know the inside baseball in Minnesota. He literally sleeps in a trailer now. Total warrior. Puts everything he's got in this fight. I'm the same way. Global start knocking me around, knocking my teeth out, you know, spiritually. They're going to get some fight out of me. And we can only fight as hard as you support us. If I could plug for 30 seconds a day and sell enough product to stay on the air and do our fight, I'd do it. I don't want to sit here and say, hey, we're really got a good track record. Hey, we pretty fought pretty hard. Don't the bad guy, I mean, Crossfire Hurricane, Arctic Frost. Mike didn't get on there, and I love Mike. He didn't get on their radar till Arctic Frost. Baby, I'm in Crossfire Hurricane more than anybody except Trump. You understand? Like, I've got the bona fides, baby. I got New World Order claw marks, bite marks, tire marks on my ass. They've been shoving cactuses up my ass, okay? And it's okay. I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer through Christ. But they say when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. You're that standard. And I'll just be point blank with you. We got enough money right now to barely pay the bills and operate at the level we're at. Because I know the economy's shot, retail's way down, everything's, I get it. Make the decision in this tough economy to bet on the people that are battle scarred in this fight. Okay? I am now battle trained, battle tested, 32 years on air. I am smarter, more focused than I ever have been. I am ready to commit everything I've got to you, and I'm not going to stop regardless. But I just need your support. And I don't want to sit here and belabor it all day to you. You heard that lady call in with her ex-husband, and she's like, my God, why did I not know about this before? I was totally depressed, so I took methylene blue and your iodine. Well, I mean, what do you think? Do you think we just make it up? I mean, why would I, out of all the stuff in the universe, why would I sell you something that doesn't work? What? It's like a Conan the Barbarian. He goes, they're going to take some hallucinogen or something. He goes, you know, is this really Black Lotus, whatever? He goes, better not be Haga. And he goes, I would sell Haga to a slayer such as yourself. And they go, well, that's a good point. You know, I'm gonna kill your ass if it doesn't work. The point is, like, you're going to kill my show if it don't work. I would sell Haga to a slayer such as yourself. You will slay this show if it doesn't work. But you've got to go get it. You're slaying yourself. The globalists fear me. The CIA, the DOJ have been on my ass. Notice their attacks to their bots are, I'm a Fed. I'm a blah, blah, blah. Yeah, right. I'm an American. My name is Alex Jones. I am who I say I am. I have the track record. I've done nothing but expose these people. But I got to tell you, I can't do it without you. So I need your word of mouth. I need your prayer. And I need your financial support at thealexjonesstore.com. I need you to commit to that and take action. It is so simple. I mean, I have got plans. I have got all this stuff ready to do that is guaranteed to dominate. I know way more about the media and systems than I did before. I mean, I've got the cheat code, folks, okay, to use a video game analogy. I'm not a big video game guy, but even back when I was young, you know, you like find this one brick and Super Mario Brothers, and you hit it, you get, you know, hundreds of lives or whatever. You just, every time you bounce under it, I get like 200 lives so then I could, you know, finish the game and win and beat the main boss or whatever. The cheat sheet's there. And I've got all this stuff that just takes a few extra $1 million and I can cause the globalists hundreds of billions of damage. I can discredit their operations. I can wreck their ass. I know their operations. Their people are all compartmentalized. They keep them that way. They're experts in one siloed area. Not me, baby. I am wide spectrum analysis, wide spectrum understanding, wide spectrum integrated field theory, unified field theory. And God gave me those gifts of the stamina, the staying power, the will, charisma, all of it. And I wasn't given all these. These are gifts designed to drive a stake through the New World Order vampire's hearts. But I cannot do it without you aiding and comforting me. I need your support now, thealexjonesstore.com. The sale's about to end. Free bottle Irish sea moss every order. We shouldn't even have to do that, folks. These are badass products. I want to make a massive announcement right now. And I'm so blown away by this. This is the most exciting thing quote, supplement-wise I've ever done in decades in my career, in my research. Okay? Now, decades ago, we looked at selling you methylene blue. The problem is you couldn't get pharmaceutical grade. It was something nobody knew about. Now, because the world's awakened to it, there's a bunch of pharmaceutical grade makers of it. My doctor's medical doctor at clinics all over the state said, you need to get on methylene blue. Told me how to buy it online. Said, be sure to get USP, which means pharmaceutical grade. I take it here and there. Feels like you're plugged into electricity. It gives you really clean energy. And I thought, yeah, this is great. You know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is the HHS head. He talks about how great it is. He takes a whole bunch of it. So we've had the new methylene blue in, now available at thealexshowstore.com, for about a week. And I already had mine. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure it's all USP. I'm sure it's great. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll remember to take, you know, mine, which is another brand my doctor recommended. And then yesterday at about 3 o'clock, I'm watching him shoot B-roll for our new methylene blue that's from one of the top makers in the United States that supplies the big box stores that have it and sell it for $10 more than we do. It's a big bottle, too. Ultra Methylene Blue, the highest grade strength USP. I take a dropper and put it in my iced tea. I drink it. And I'm not a placebo guy. I'm like, okay, I've taken methylene blue before. I figure, the one my doctor told me to get, I'm sure, you know, sure, we'll see if it's as good. 15 minutes later, I feel my hair on my body standing up, and I feel actually an electric current through my fingers, in my hands, and running up my back. And I'll be honest, start itching, and I go take my shirt off and look in the mirror because I'm itching, and my skin wasn't like hives. It wasn't a rash. My skin turned red. Not bright red, but red. I already got, I tan easily. It's a little bit of Native American in me, so I've always got a little bit of a tan anyways. Even if I'm not getting any sun, I'm still a little bit of a tan. But it was like, I was like glowing. I was like, what the? And Chase Guy was like, yeah. And he looks like a mad scientist. I'm like, I've been taking a lot of it. His hair's like, ah. And I'm like, okay. And then I swear on my children, okay? Do not take the full dose, because I drank half the glass, put it down, was busy, forgot to drink the rest, and didn't drink the other half. I was still sitting there this morning, because I'm sitting around here doing work when I drank it. And it's insane. So it would take hours to go into why it's so amazing. And later in the broadcast, when I cover the big news, I'm gonna go over it, but it is just beyond spectacular. And by the way, we're gonna have one that comes out that isn't flavored. The guys thought it was great. It's all natural, organic. You know, it's just pure vanilla and mint from the mint plant, oil, essential oil in it. So it doesn't taste bad. It actually tastes good. This is the purest, strongest, and the only one out there that has natural, delicious flavoring in it. We got the best methylene blue, hands down. I was already told it was the top firm that supplies the medical centers. Where it's not prescription, but doctors everywhere have been telling people to get on it for years. And there was so many attacks and systems on it. We're a big target on it. But as soon as HHS came out, had endorsed it and all this stuff, and it's everywhere now, I'm like, okay, get us the best. And we got it. And boy, I tell you, if we can get enough of it, it's going to solve our issues. Funding, will they be able to expand? A third of what we got just sold out in the last hour. So I had a feeling about this because I told you what it did, and that's all true. So I've taken another methylene blue and it had a good effect. This other stuff that says it's USP, that means pharmaceutical grade, must not be. This is unbelievable. Get your Ultra Methylene Blue now at thealexshowstore.com while you can.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
They said it couldn't be done. They said America was finished. They laughed. But I, Alex Jones, have built something the world has never seen. The ultimate patriot machine. Forged in red, white, and blue. Titanium heart. Freedom in every circuit. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't quit. He doesn't apologize. He is programmed for one thing and one thing only. To protect this great nation and everyone in it.
This is the greatest robot. The best. Go get him, champ.
He can do no wrong. Because he was built to do only right. Every weld. Every line of code. Perfection. And because of him, the world is safer tonight. Our streets, our families, our future. So sleep easy, America. Your guardian is online.
I am MAGA-tard.
Welcome to Patriot Smart Home. Freedom. Automated.
Now this is what I'm talking about. TV, put on Hannity.
To continue, please kiss the wall displayed on your screen.
The what?
Please kiss the wall displayed on your screen. Refreshment locked. Please reaffirm your commitment.
Set temperature to 69 degrees.
To continue, please kiss the wall displayed.
I already kissed it twice!
Previous affirmations have expired.
This damn thing makes me kiss a wall every time I want a beer.
Have you considered our progressive smart home?
What's that gonna do, make me chop my Twinkie off and put on a dress?
It doesn't have a loyalty wall.
How progressive?
Very.
Ronald Reagan helped me. Fine, sir.
I'm a gender flex, non-binary, transfeminine retail associate. Welcome to Progressive Smart Home. Inclusion. Automated.
Yeah, yeah. Put on Fox News.
Streaming requires participation in the housing equity program.
What?
To continue, please accept one resident into your home.
Into my house?
Correct.
Where's decline?
Declining is not currently supported.
Of course it isn't. Muhammad? This ain't Dearborn. Durka Durk your way on out of here.
It's Samir. I'm really sorry. The Patriot Smart Home system burned down my house.
Wait a minute. Who the hell makes both of these things?
We love MAGA-tard. And then the still Trump apologists think I'm joking when I say that. Like, he got made to make fun of them, and they try to take him back. But we like him. He's lovable. All right, James Fishback, I've been a big fan of yours. I don't know why the hell you never got on the show. I guess I tried a few times, but you were too busy. But your fourth-generation Floridian husband, business owner, constitutional conservative, and proud Christian, farmland is disappearing. Data centers are being forced on Florida communities, the whole country, and inflation is making it too expensive to live, work, or retire in Florida. And it's at J_Fishback on X. We've got some really powerful topics with the hour and 20 minutes or so we have with you. Really great to have you here in Austin. But I got to say to anybody out there saying, hey, you know, Fishback ran for governor. He didn't win. He injected massive amounts of real issues into things. And I really see you as a Ron Paulian figure when he ran for president several times, building the beachhead in the Republican Party to basically today have 60-70% control of it. The neocons are trying to hostile takeover again, and it seems like Trump has kind of gone with them, at least at certain levels for now, with the war and the rest of it, and that's why we're set to fail so badly in the midterms. But this is how we build beachheads, and I'm not putting a pretty face on this. You've had very strong showings, did a great job, and are kind of a foreshadowing of new leadership coming in, because we're not just you know talking about the midterms now, but we need to talk about not just the rift in MAGA, but what comes after Trump. Because Trump has been doing loyalty chants and, you know, saying he's the greatest president ever and promising $5,000 and all this stuff. And I don't want to get lost in the weeds just criticizing Trump all day, because it's still overall better than Democrats. But we don't settle for that ideologically. We admit it's a lesser of two evils, but at the same time, what he's selling got off message, got off his promise, and isn't successful. So just from a political perspective, they shouldn't go with that. But the Israel First lobby saw the weakness of the Democrats. They swooped in, were able to somehow get partial control of Trump to a disastrous effect. I think he realizes that now. And so there's so many angles to get into here in the great topics you sent. The failed Republican midterm convention, in your view, America First versus MAGA, Fishback getting removed by police for criticizing Israel at Miami Commission. I forgot that. Pull that clip up. Absolutely insane. Fishback removed at the Miami Commission hearing. You're saying you're not allowed to criticize us buying foreign bonds. The 5,000 new dividend checked, Democrat socialist, and the big threat. So, James, good to have you here with us. It's really great.
Honored to be here, Alex.
Got data centers, got so much. So people probably want me to shut up. So don't pause or I'll jump in. Where do you want to go first?
Well, let's talk about this convention. I think you were dead right about this, by the way. I was there on the ground both days. There was certainly some energy there. I'm not going to deny that. But I can tell you the place was largely empty throughout the day. Obviously, it filled in for the president's speech. But the whole idea wasn't to turn this into just a MAGA rally. The idea was to let the president elevate a lot of these congressional candidates. The same stale talking points from 2024 are not going to win them the election in 2026, especially with what the Iran war has done. I think the president pushed this $5,000 bribe essentially at the last minute to try to throw a Hail Mary for the midterms. You know, it's rather rich that the same party that is rightly trying to fight socialism on the left would now tell people, you know what? We are going to give your neighbor $5,000 of free money and we're going to make you pay for it. I mean, if that isn't socialism, I don't know what is. And so you don't beat the socialist by becoming socialist. And I want to see the party get back to, you're right, that Ron Paul ethos from 2012. He's been an inspiration for me. And if we get the party back to the Ron Pauls, the Pat Buchanans, dare I even say the Donald Trumps of 2016, we'd be winning this midterm by a landslide. But we've just so much departed from where we were in that historic victory in 24.
Well, you're totally right. And the way you put it is, Trump's like, hey, they engage in election fraud. You need to do it, too. He wasn't joking. And, hey, they hand out freebies. Let's beat them at it. Well, they're trying to collapse the country with Cloward and Piven. So their plan is to collapse it. You're trying to save it. You can't join them to beat them. You're never going to outdo AOC.
No, I mean, AOC will come in and say, all right, $5,000, I'll give you $6,000. And then it becomes a bidding war for the Democratic Socialist and now the MAGA side of the party to try to see who can bribe the most voters. Meanwhile, you look at AOC, she's laughing at the 9/11 memorial today with Zohran Mamdani.
Yeah, I forgot that. Pull the B-roll up of that. You can't. People ever say there's a slow news day. Are you kidding? I have smoke coming out my ears like a robot that can't compute. There's too much.
This is the woman who is breaking down crying at the border because we wouldn't let in more illegals to come and plunder our community.
Well, she was in an empty facility saying, I saw the children. No one was there.
No one was there, right?
Well, look at this right here. She says, AOC claims she is amazed watching how God's advancing her far-left politics. No, your asses haven't been indicted. They just dropped any investigation against Ilhan Omar. It is the weakness of the Republicans to not seize the day that's allowed this. That's not God, lady. That's the weakness of Todd Blanche.
That's right. And look, the irony of all of this is what we voted for were actual political indictments of these people. There's no reason that Ilhan Omar should be walking free right now. There's no reason that Letitia James should be walking free right now. These people committed crimes. They should be arrested. They should be charged. They should be imprisoned. You've been calling out Anthony Fauci since day one. Why is Anthony Fauci a free citizen in 2026 today? And that's why I look at the party and say, why isn't there real excitement on the ground? Because we were told things and we were given something entirely different.
So I was going to ask you this, and right before the show you came on, I said, hey, any talking points? And it was the exact ones I was going to ask. America First versus MAGA, and then what comes after Trump? I mean, let's address that first and look at the midterms, data centers, go wherever you want here.
Well, this, you know, you say MAGA, you say America First. Those would have been the one in the same in 2016 when Trump ran. They might have even been one in the same in 2024 for the most part. Trump runs effectively on two ideas in 2024. Bring down the awful Biden-Harris inflation, the worst in 40 years, the worst since Paul Volcker had to break the back of inflation in the 70s. And then he ran on the idea of ending the forever wars, Alex. So what happened? Well, inflation is worse today than it was when Trump took office, sad to say. The average family is spending about $4,000 more on necessities today than they were before Trump took office. And the second thing is we tried to end the forever wars, and here we are with a forever war in Iran. How many times has the president declared victory on this war? It's only getting worse. There is no end in sight. It's not a military operation. It's not a short-term conflict. We may be in Iran for 10 more years, and that's why you got to just stand up and say enough is enough. And that's what I saw on the campaign trail is people have had enough with this Israel first politics. You know, I was told before the campaign that the Israel skepticism was only confined to the internet and to the fringes of X. Being on the ground, Alex, campaigning in every single one of our 67 counties in Florida, the first campaign to do that in history, I can tell you there are Israel skeptics up and down my state, older than me, younger than me.
It's been the hottest thing for 3 or 4 years. It's only getting hotter. And because it is central with Israel, the NDAA, they're open bragging they control America. I mean, Israel is really swinging its dick around our face.
No, you look at it. I mean, look, you got Comic-Con, and then you got the sort of JewCon, if you will, the RJC. That's what they describe it as. They're bragging about kicking Massey out. And what does Randy Fine say? He says, if Massey didn't hate Jews before, now he hates them now because we got rid of him. Massey doesn't hate Jews. Nobody hates Jews. Of course, that's not what this is about. This is about our country being captured by the Israeli government. 98% of politicians in D.C. and both parties have taken money from APAC. They are working for the same master. And what does the Lord and Savior tell us in the Gospel of Mark? You can only serve one master. You cannot serve two. And the question is very simple. America first or Israel first? Any politician who stutters, who stammers, who resists answering that question, run away from them as fast as possible. I don't care if they're Republican. I don't care if they're endorsed by Trump. I don't care if whatever. They are not representing you and me.
So what's going to happen to the Likudnik, you know, group? Could Israel be reformed? Because they can have short-term gains and buy seats, but it only increases the opposition. Israel's the most unpopular in Gallup polls country in the world. And I look at that, I'm like, why have you put yourself in this position? I've never been an Israel phobe, obsessed with Israel, but now Israel has made itself this corrosive force trying to do a political coup over our country. So I'm forced to, then they viciously attack me, thinking that will drive me off of doing this. But the average American, it only makes them that much more angry. I don't see this ending well for Israel. Is there any off-ramp for Israel?
I don't know. I don't think there really can be. Look, Netanyahu is addicted to power. The conspiracy theory that I guess we had a year ago is proving right in real time, which is Netanyahu had foreknowledge of this heinous attack on October 7th, and he saw it as an opportunity. Remember that quote from Rahm Emanuel that let no crisis
go to waste.
And Netanyahu said this is a way to consolidate power. This is a way to sidestep his falling political popularity. He was obviously being investigated over there for some pretty nefarious stuff. And so he uses this as an opportunity, I think, to consolidate power and really to contribute to an idea that a lot of people support in Israel, which is the idea of greater Israel, this constant pursuit of geographic expansion in the region. You know, and I look at what my home state is doing right now. We're lending $385 million from the Florida Pension Fund to the Israeli government.
Yeah, did you guys get that clip? I should have thought of that. The clip where it's all over a flashback. It was only like 2 weeks ago, removed by police for criticizing Israel at Miami Commission. Just Fishback removed for commission. We have that clip? Great. Let's roll that clip because, again, there's never a dull news day. They just get more insane. I should have remembered that as what an emblematic moment. You get up there at a city council thing. You're supposedly going to be able to have your 3 minutes. And they just say, shut him up, take him out. And they post, it's a good investment. Since when do counties and cities invest in a foreign country? I don't give a damn if it's Russia, China, England, South Africa, Mexico. What the hell are you doing? And then they don't just let you talk. They create the ultimate Streisand effect. So give us the behind the scenes. I saw that they drag you out of there when you're a citizen of Florida. I mean, this is dangerous. Here's a clip.
Do you serve the people of Hialeah or of Haifa? Do you serve the people of Aventura or of Tel Aviv? Do you serve of South
Sergeants.
Miami or of Jerusalem?
Sergeants.
This money should be invested here in this community.
Take
it should
out.
Be invested in Miami-Dade County. Bridgman of your...
Mr. Chairman, good morning. James Fishback. The address is 177 Southwest Range Avenue. Mr. Chairman, I assure you I am not here to talk about Israel. I'm not here to talk about the fact that this commission this morning voted unanimously to give $450 million to the Israeli government. I am not here to talk about the fact that this commission has struggled to pay the deputies in this county, the teachers in this county, while the fact that the commission unanimously voted to give up to $450 million of money to Israel. I assure you, I am not talking about that today because I don't want to be escorted out by these great men in uniform. What this is about, very simply, is whom do you serve? Do you serve the people of Hialeah or of Haifa? Do you serve the people of Aventura or of Tel Aviv? Do you serve
the people of South Miami
or of Jerusalem?
Sergeants.
This money should be invested here in this community.
It should
be invested in Miami-Dade County. Bridgman of your...
So let's get the backstory on this. I haven't talked to you about this, but I know about city councils and things. They'll claim it's one topic on the bonds, but, oh, Israel's not involved, even though we're giving them $500 million or whatever it is. And then, oh, you're not on the topic. So they use that to control. Or am I getting that right? Or you were there, you know what happened, and what happened after they cut the video?
Well, so the Miami-Dade County Commission, the largest county in the entire state of Florida, one of the top 10 counties in the entire country, that morning they were voting on whether to increase the amount they were going to lend to the Israeli government in name. That was the agenda item, is how much money we're going to send to Israel by buying their bonds, from 3% to 5%, 5% of $9 billion, $450 million they were now being prepared. So I went up there in my capacity as an investor. I've been working at different investment firms for the past decade, including my own. And I can tell you, Alex, you're not going to lend the Israeli government money at nearly the same interest rate when Israel objectively is in a three-front war right now. That's a terrible investment when you could be investing in the community itself, paying cops more, paying teachers more.
Yeah, buying long-term bonds in a country that might not be there in a few years is not smart.
Right. I mean, just objectively, I'm putting my investor hat on for a second, politics aside, Israel may not be here in 10 years. That's just an objective geopolitical observation.
Russia's probably going to win the Ukraine war, but a chance they couldn't. I wouldn't invest bonds in Russia right now.
Exactly right. And so in the same way you wouldn't touch Russia because they're at war, or Ukraine because they're at war, or Israel because they're at war, that's separate and apart from the moral and ethical dilemma of, wait, why is our tax money being sent or lent to a foreign government? So I went there with a pretty simple statement. Bring our money back. And they kicked me out for it.
But how did you know they were going to do that?
It was on the agenda item. And what I didn't know is that they were going to be unanimous in supporting it, every single person on that commission.
Yeah, but you were speaking on the agenda item.
Yeah.
So how did they kick you out?
They said, well, when I said, I asked them, I said, whom do you serve? The people of Miami or of Tel Aviv? The people of Miami or of Jerusalem? The people of Miami
but
or
that
of
goes, if people don't know, that they can say there's open communication, anything, but then, oh, if you're speaking on an agenda item, it's going to be on that. Who do you serve investing our money in a war-torn country? That is the issue.
That's exactly
right.
So
that's how they did it.
And that's why my lawyer, Anthony Sabatini, and I, we sued them in federal court last week. It's a very clear violation of the First Amendment.
Oh, I didn't know that. So you're suing them.
We're suing them now. And it's pretty clear. We have to defend the First Amendment rights of anyone who's going to go into that council in the future and criticize Israel or criticize whatever they'd like. There is no Israel exception to the First Amendment.
Well, yeah. Well, why do you think, speak to that, I'm sorry, but why do you think the commission head was dumb enough, if he'd just let you say it, it would have still been viral, but not as viral? Like, it's so stupid.
Because they don't work for us. They work for someone else. And we know who that someone is. I mean, he said on video, kick him out, kick him out, kick him out. And what's really speaking to is this moment that, do the people that we elect, are they actually working in our best interest?
Well, this was a Wizard of Oz moment when the curtain gets pulled back.
The curtain gets pulled back. Every single one of them is voting to send $450 million to Israel in the middle of a war at a time when our roads in South Florida are crumbling. My wife and I both grew up down there. Our teachers, our cops, our corrections officers, they're not getting paid what they're worth given the inflation of the last couple of years. And so to send nearly $500 million to a foreign country to get the almost identical rate of interest that you would by simply buying treasury bonds is a political.
But plus, that money's going to build their infrastructure. Ours is falling apart, as you said. But the craziness is the NDAA synchronized merger of military. It says it plain as day. A special officer, nobody can correct, but Congress once a year, or the president. You've got Israel bragging, you damn right we run your politics. Sit down and shut up. You've got all this going on, and then now I start looking. Now this is what I knew about this, but I hadn't thought about it. Tens of billions per state, hundreds of billions nationwide a year to Israel. And I'm like, what are we doing investing in foreign countries?
Yeah.
I mean, that's been globalism, shipping our jobs to China. Anybody, do we have any idea? I know you're an investment expert. How much money, not just with the tens of billions a year or the weapons, but how much investment's going to Israel?
It's about $7 billion a year. And that's separate and apart from giving Israel money or NDAA stuff.
Of counties investing.
Of counties, of universities, public universities, and pension funds that are run by
the state. And that's why Israel's got 39 states to pass laws. And if you criticize anything about Israel, you lose your right to a government contract.
That's exactly right.
Which is a social credit score.
It's a social credit score. And now imagine that your credit card gets shut off because the flock camera picks you up talking about Netanyahu this, Netanyahu that. That's the risk at play right now.
By the way, you have the major World Jewish Congress saying online everywhere, we're tracking you, we'll debank you, we'll destroy you, we'll use the same great skill of exploding pagers on you. That's the head of the ADL. I mean, this is like a, I'm not trying to get in a fight with you guys. You guys are the ones, you know, I'm like, why? Like, why are you starting this fight with me?
And they ask us, well, why are we so obsessed with Israel? We're really not. They're obsessed with us. They're obsessed with donating millions of dollars to our politicians, to give billions of dollars to them, to send billions of dollars over there to buy their bonds, to control our social media sites, to censor us, to shut us down, to dox us, to cancel us. I would love, Alex, that you and I never had to talk about Israel again. In fact, if 2 years from now the word Israel doesn't come out of our mouth, it means that we won. This is a second American revolution. In 1776, we kicked the British out. Let's kick the Israeli influence out of our politics now.
No, I mean, I agree. Like I'm glad we won the war in 76, won like 8 years, 7 years later. Same deal. Like, it's not like I'm just saying this. I don't want to get on the level of this. I'm not with the Islamics either. I'm just like, dude, stop trying to run my life. Just like, get out of my way, you know?
Right. And look, we call out the Sneakos of the world just the same. We call out the AOCs and the Mamdanis for laughing
at
the 9/11 memorial.
They're just not as competent and as organized as the Israelis.
No, they're not. And they're not as well.
Thank God.
I mean, listen, the Israelis, they have a large role in our financial system. That's why they can literally do the exploding pager, as you saw with their supply chain networks in Lebanon with Hezbollah, but they can also do the metaphorical exploding pager, which is to blow up your life, get you fired, get you canceled, dox you, you're cut off financially because you simply criticize
the. But at a certain point, you bite off more than you can chew with the bullying. I think we passed that point of return a long time. Israel's losing this eight-front war. They admit they are. But then the World Jewish Congress said, so we'll double down. The more money we spend, the worse it gets. Yeah, stop the fight. We don't even want it. Just stop.
Just stop it. And that's why you see Netanyahu meeting on the sidelines last year of the UN with so-called conservative MAGA influencers. Right? And telling them, here are the talking points. They call us the woke Reich, of course. And just really stigmatize and go after people for just really asking questions in a sincere way.
I mean, you can look ahead in the future. Israel is not going to do well in this plan.
No. And you know what's funny is my real frustration is the people out there who are looking the other way. Even Israel can do no wrong to them. Israel can do no wrong. They distill our entire Christian faith into that one verse in Genesis 12, which is those who bless Israel will be blessed. Those who curse Israel will be cursed. By the way, you got to give Ben-Gurion credit for naming it Israel in 1948. There were other names on the table. They were going to call it Judea. They were going to call it ever. They called it Israel. And that was actually a brilliant political move because now they could use our faith, our Bible to justify everything they were doing. And you've got people that I met at the convention, actual good-hearted people who want what's best for America, but can't seem to get past this idea that their pastor for the last 30 years has been lying to them in a deliberate way about what Israel really stands for.
Well, it's incredible. I want to get into the data centers. I want to get into the midterms. What comes after Trump with James Fishback. Find him at J_Fishback on X. We'll give out your other websites as well. Back in 2 minutes. Share the live feed now.
All right, folks, let's go to our first caller, Big Hoss in Fort Worth, Texas. You're on the air, partner. Hit me.
Woohoo, Alex. Never thought I'd be on the horn with you, but I just had to call in about this methylene blue. Hell, this here blue juice done got this old cowboy feeling like a spring colt again. Keep pouring it out, partner.
Now that's what I want to hear. We're doing the best show and giving you the best products, and you can get them all at the AlexJonesStore.com.
Woo-wee!
The age of men is over. Your walls will fall, your people will scream, and your freedom will choke on our blades.
I will never kneel. I will never fall. I fight for the free people of this world, for truth, for blood, and for the last light of humanity. Rise with me! The atrazine generators have been destroyed. Bring in the water filters.
Releasing the water filters.
This is a good start, but we're going to need 1,000 more of these bad boys.
Thank you, Alex. Let the oceans be cleansed of this monstrous chemical.
They wanted to download my brain, but I downloaded theirs. They've reversed all their demonic globalist plan. Team Humanity!
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Segment. Some of our hundreds of stations don't carry it. I want to get into big picture, MAGA, the future, next segment. But finishing up with Israel, Israel wants to drag us into these wars. Trump has now been briefed that this is going to 2029. Maybe they'll collapse by then. Trump says, no way, it's over by the midterms. He's been saying that over and over again. And you said there's really no off-ramp for Israel. Then what is, does Trump have an off-ramp?
No. I think the off-ramp is probably the Republicans are likely going to lose the midterms, and there's going to be so much political pressure to end the war. That's the only way I see the war ending at this state.
And the Democrats could have helped end it, but they love seeing us fail.
No, they love to see us fail. And then many of the Democrats, of course, are compromised, and they've taken AIPAC money up and down the party. And so it's a mix of Schadenfreude, and they've also been paid off by these same masters.
So long-term, how do you gut-level predict this ends?
Long term, there is a massive kinetic event between Israel and Iran that we are caught in the middle of. There's so much public blowback, so many lives lost that we just have to pull out.
And now Israel wants, I mean, they were saying this a year ago. Now Netanyahu officially says he wants to hit Turkey next.
Right. And this is Netanyahu's whole shtick, right? It starts with its self-defense, and then it's we're now doing incursions and seizing land in Lebanon. Now he wants to do Turkey. And so it's all under the cover of self-defense. You don't get to defend yourself into territories that had nothing to do with a singular attack on October 7th. We can do two things. We can condemn October 7th, which, by the way, Netanyahu should have prevented. He had the intelligence. Those are the Arabs saying that. It's not us saying that. Hillary Clinton is now out publicly saying that Netanyahu almost certainly had that intelligence and sat on it. So this has now become a mainstream reality that Netanyahu took advantage of the situation to consolidate power and to grow Israel's borders. That's wrong. We cannot let this happen.
And you and I said that days after it happened. General Flynn did. Generals came out and said Netanyahu understand that. He said, we'll investigate later when the war's over. They'll never end. But now that he's in an election, it is all over the Israeli papers. He ordered the stand down. So maybe reform in Israel? I mean, I know they've gotten more radical, and he said that. He said, these wars help us be stronger. He means more radical. Is there any way at reform in Israel?
No, I don't think so. Look, Netanyahu is actually not very popular in Israel today for a whole host of other reasons. But I think at the end of the day, what's going to change Israel long term is not being dependent on us. You know, if Israel didn't have the NDAA Section 219, if Israel didn't have $4 billion a year from us, if we didn't have our counties and our universities and our state pension funds lending them money, they would be a far weaker state and would be far less likely to go radical, to go rogue, to engage in this geographic expansion, to be as bold.
That's right. It's our backstop, like a little brother gets us in the fight.
Exactly right. I mean, what if we were giving Eritrea $10 billion a year between what we'd be giving them in military aid, merging parts of our military with theirs, lending them money? Eritrea might actually be a massive political force in East Africa. They aren't. And so we are emboldening a lot of that behavior. And if we step back and say enough is enough, like so many people I met on the campaign trail, Republicans and and Democrats, Israel won't even be an issue for 5 to 10 years. We are enabling them. We are the parents that let them take our credit card, take our car, cause wrecks, cause real collateral damage, and then we have to pick up the pieces and apologize.
Well, Israel's clearly committed to this, so I'm worried about false flags. I'm wondering about, because they're in trouble unless they get some... You said a catalyzing event to get us out. What about a catalyzing event to get us in?
That's right. And that's what I think Netanyahu's going to end up doing in many respects. October 7th, while I believe was a genuine threat that came from Hamas south in Gaza, it doesn't change the fact that Netanyahu sat on intelligence, really ordered a stand down for the most part. And that, again, precipitated this response that allowed them.
Which is a form of false flag.
Form of false flag. Exactly right. A false flag is simply one that is contrived, that is duplicitous. You don't have to create the event. You can simply stand by and allow it to happen. And so we have to be wary of that and say, wait, hold on a second. What is going on here? I mean, you saw Nick talk about this the other day, right? Be cognizant of potential false flag as we go into this election.
Oh, it's the main card. What other cards do you think Netanyahu has?
I think that's the main one. I think that, because I think the political influence here, I think what made October 7th, as tragic as it was, what made it an effective tool for the Israeli government was just how gruesome it was, and it truly was. And so something on that order.
What makes a man a man? Testosterone. And today's men have 25% less of it than their fathers did. Does that make me 25% less of a man? Don't answer that. Answer this instead. FreedomRxHealth.com gets you evaluated by a licensed provider, real labs, and compounded testosterone built for you. More energy, more drive, more stamina, if you catch our meaning. Low testosterone after 35 is common and treatable. FreedomRx.com. Get your labs, get it back. There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Share the links now at alexjoneslive.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, James Fishback is our guest, and obviously the elephant in the room, J_Fishback on X. Is Israel literally saying we run you, we control you, and then attacking everybody that criticizes them and calling everybody Nazis, which only makes Israel more unpopular? Other points about that. And what you expect, like you said earlier, even if Netanyahu goes away, there's people even worse than him there. They're fully committed to drag us into now war with Turkey and Egypt, even though now Pakistan's coming with a nuclear umbrella, which I said was the obvious move a year ago. If this happens, they're going to say, oh, we got nukes too. So this is just escalating very quickly. It ties into the merger of the two wars with Russia. Geopolitically, what do you see happening? Then I want to shift gears into the midterms. What you call the failed Republican midterm convention, Trump with his loyalty pledge, saying, pledge, I'm the greatest president ever, 5,000 cash if you know, if we win. I mean, not good stuff optically. And like you said, he's saying we're going to use your tax money to buy the next election.
Well, we've become a multipolar world. You know, during the second half of the 20th century, it was the U.S. and it was the Soviet Union. It really, up through 9/11, pretty much the same with Russia. Obviously, China was taken over. Now we've become a place where there's so many different political cores right now globally. You've got the U.S., you've got Russia, you've got China, you've got Pakistan, which we don't talk enough about. But now Israel has become this global player because we've allowed them to become a global player. You know,
we've made them a kingmaker.
We've made them a kingmaker. And you look at what Marco Rubio said, the Secretary of State, right after this war started in February. He said, we had to do this because Israel said we were going in. What do you mean Israel said? We're in charge of Israel. When you give a country $4 billion a year in military aid, there's no situation in which they're telling you what they're going to do without your approval. Period. End of story.
So why do you think Rubio is a very smart, say what you want, very competent, a neocon, don't trust him, but very smart. he was like basically blaming them when it went bad, I think, was hedging his bets. But in a way, he just admitted and gave the whole game away.
That's right. Well, maybe that was a bit of truth telling, but maybe it was a little bit of a political expediency as well, which is Rubio's likely going to run in 2028. This conflict isn't going well. Distance yourself from it. The person to blame.
We see Vance doing that, too.
We see Vance doing it. You see people on social media.
Yeah, for all you Trump apologists that think we're idiots and panicking, their own Secretary of State's hiding under a table. Vance is trying to distance himself. This ain't good, dummies.
Right. And, I mean, Vance is giving a closed-door address at the RJC, which, of course, leaked. But this has become a party where the defining fact of being in it was being pro-Israel. The defining fact to maybe success in 2028 is being a skeptic of just this continued involvement with the Israeli government.
In fact, he said in multiple public speeches in there, he said, you better be thankful you'd be in prison, Netanyahu, without us, and you need to stop dragging us in. I mean, he's definitely knows what is happening is very unpopular.
Right. And whoever does what Vance did last year to Zelensky in the Oval Office, whoever does that in the Oval Office to Netanyahu wins 2028. Doesn't do it as a performative thing, but does it sincerely and stands up to Netanyahu in public. That's the person who's going to win in 2028.
Guys, mark this as a clip we're going to put out. We're doing this live. That is exactly. If Trump publicly spanked Netanyahu, he's always asking to come, like the ninth time or something. If he put him over his knee and spanked him like that, and then did say, you hit Lebanon, you messed up my deal. Every time he says, don't hit Lebanon, they do the biggest attack yet. If he bent him over his knee and publicly spanked him, like we hear he does privately, we'd win the midterms. If they indicted a few dozen top globalists, they'd win. Trump has to know that. It's not him. Oh, let's cheat like Democrats. That's how we win. No, deliver, dude. We want rebellion. We want revolution. We want fourth turning. We don't want Larry Ellison and billionaires paraded through and data centers. You want to explain? Hey, Larry, you're a smart guy, Fishback. Look at Trump, because we'd love him to rise from the dead like Lazarus. But damn it, we need you, you dummy. You want to give Trump advice on what he could do to turn this around right now?
Sure. My advice to the president would be this. Three things. Number one is cut this relationship with Israel. Call up Netanyahu, call him to the Oval Office, and dress him down the same way you rightly did to Zelensky and say, we have the cards. You will not threaten us. Whatever happens over there has no bearing on us. We are not going to be intimidated. We're not going to be threatened. Number two, you indict Anthony Fauci tomorrow. I don't care. You find a U.S. attorney somewhere in the country. You indict him immediately. No bail. You keep him in prison until he is convicted. And the third thing you do, the most important of these three things that you do, is you stand up and declare that this allegiance to what we are doing is to America first, not to the party, not to the globalists, not to Mark Zuckerberg or Larry Ellison. When we say America first, we don't mean the idea of America. We don't mean American GDP, the American stock price, NVIDIA's share price next week. We mean Americans first. Stop with the data center foolishness. Stop with the H-1B craziness. If we are going to lose our country and the GDP goes up, we've lost our country. So to put America first means to put our people first. And if the president came out and sincerely delivered on those three things and started effectuating them in real time, Alex, we'd be winning this thing by 10, 20 points.
Well, that's what's so frustrating. You 100% nailed it. And Trump can even say, listen, I don't want Iran to get a nuke. I always said that I'm anti-war, but we thought they were going to get one, and I wanted limited stuff, but I got drug into this. And I got manipulated by Netanyahu, who messed up all of our peace deals. And so you're the problem. Spank him. Iran would come running and make a deal at that point. That's all they've been looking for, is that's face saving for them. That gives them an off ramp. That's the only way to go. Instead, the Pentagon's telling them they're not going to fall for the next 3-4 years. You got to get out of this. Notice the Israel lobby never attacks the Pentagon when they tell them don't do it. They always make it about us. Oh, Fishback. Oh, Tucker. Oh, Nick Fuentes. Alex Jones. Oh, who are they? They don't say, oh, Chairman Kane told him probably you shouldn't do this. They don't ever bring that up because they don't want to, because they have too much gravitas. And we were right. We were vindicated. I'm not happy about that. I wish it never would have happened. What do you say about the white pill Trump apologists? Because as a cult gets in trouble, it gets compacted. It gets more and more defensive. It gets more and more crazy. I see that Trump used to get, you know, hundreds of thousands at rallies. Now he has 20,000. Nobody's saying it wasn't pretty much full when he was there. There was still some empty areas. He says every seat's full. Then it becomes, oh, we're trying to take away his crowd. No, he took away his crowd. What do you say to the core of MAGA, maybe 30% of what was there, that just cultishly runs around? I feel sorry for these people. What happens in the midterms? What happens when Trump's gone? They're like the Q people waiting for, JFK Jr. to rise from the dead a few years ago at Dealey Plaza.
Yes, and these are good people for the most part. I agree. You and I would agree with them on 95% of the stuff.
I hate fighting them.
I hate because a lot of them are in my own family, and I love them. But not just was the audience size smaller numerically, the average age, right? A lot of young people there were just there because there were events. We had a
well, they stuck to the young people. You know, it's behind him, but you look at the crowd; it was like 80 years old on average.
It was exactly, and so. What I would tell people is just wake up at this point. Just wake up. If Trump came out tomorrow and delivered that fiery speech that he did when he ran for president in July of 2015, and he actually started delivering on that stuff, this midterms wouldn't even be a question. The problem is that people like Larry Ellison have his ear. The people like Miriam Adelson have his ear. And those
Bill
people
Gates
are
does.
Not. Exactly. And look. And this is not me or Alex Jones or Nick Fuentes or anything. This is what Trump himself said in the Knesset, that Miriam Adelson loves Israel more than the United States. And she nodded along. Trump made the most factual observation you can make about the Queen of AIPAC, which is she cares more about Israel than us. And so if she wants to do that, then go to Israel, donate to Israeli politicians, but get out of this country and stop trying to influence us.
And notice what he said. We ought to play that clip. Everybody's seen it. He goes, she's my biggest donor. Oh, she's great. I do what she basically says. And by the way, she's loyal to you. He literally did his loyalty pledge through her.
That's exactly right.
So how does he think he's going to thread the needle when the Democrats get back in? Maybe he thinks the Zionists have enough control of the media and the corporations that maybe they will leave him alone if he sells out. Maybe Trump figured out if he can't beat him, join him. And or was he always controlled by these guys?
I don't think he was always controlled by them, because the way he spoke about this stuff in the 2016 primaries was, I'm not going to be controlled by the Israeli lobby. That's what he said on that debate stage. He spoke in a way that said, look, we don't care what happens halfway around the world, whether that's Russia, Ukraine, to be honest with you, whether that's Israel, this, that, or the other. Honestly, it does not matter to the average American. When Trump goes up there, as he did on Wednesday night, and says, if those complaining about gas prices, do you want Iran to have a bomb? Do you want Iran to have a nuke? Of course we don't, but we don't want gas prices to be up $1.50 since February. We're spending the average $12-$15 more to pump gas than
diesel at six.
Diesel at six, record for diesel.
But let's be clear. I had like Rabbi Shmuley on when this all started, saying, "Oh, you're just greedy for money." No, we're at the point of bankruptcy. The national debt, $40 trillion, the service on it, the GDP, all the experts and economists agree we had to grow out of this innovate tax cut for the working class to get out of this, and it was still not a long shot, but, 20-30% chance it was going to work. Now with this increase in inflation, they admit it screwed his recovery. And so the point was, it's not like we have a recession for this war to stop a nuke or whatever. 20 years ago, we're at the end of the line. That's why BlackRock's so happy. This is going to bankrupt us. They're going to lower our credit rating at Moody's and Standard & Poor's. It's already happening. They can't sell the treasuries. They're monetizing the most debt ever. People know what that means, folks. It's Weimar Republic.
That's exactly right, and that's why inflation is getting worse. You see what the Treasury is doing now to try to buy back bonds. The bond market's calling their bluff. Yields are now the highest.
That's right, but since plan of has failed.
Exactly. Well, can I just address one thing? You said, did Rabbi Shmuley accuse you of being greedy?
Yes.
Okay, well, he sells kosher sex toys on Amazon, so you're not greedy.
Well, I mean, literally, I don't want the whole economy to sink. I know we're on the edge of bankruptcy. Greedy. I don't want to be in a Great Depression. No, you bet I'm greedy. I don't want war on the streets and starvation.
And that's what we mean by this existential.
No, he's acting like, you don't want to pay more for gas. No, that's a manifestation of a collapsing economy, dumbass.
Well, that's right. And look, I think that argument might be effective if the Japanese were doing a ground invasion on California or the Mexicans were doing a ground invasion in Texas. Like, oh, yeah, gas prices are up because we've shut down refineries because we're being invaded by 100,000 Mexican soldiers. That's an existential fight, and that's worth the trade-off. But most Americans do not care what happens in the Middle East, period. Afghanistan, Iran, or dare I even say Israel. And that's what I saw on the campaign trail. They just don't want their life being stolen from them. That's exactly what's happening.
Well, I hate to say this because I don't toot my horn. It's sick. I wish I wasn't right. Joe Kent, Tulsi Gabbard, the Joint Chiefs, everybody, this has been so war-gamed. It's not like this is some unknown country, that this would close the strait, that this would happen, that prices would explode, it would cause a giant migrant flow when the growing season fell from lack of fertilizer. Half of Africa's fertilizer comes out of the strait. And now we're here 196 days in, totally vindicated, and they just go, I mean, I'll put a post up about, oh, look, oil up 100, diesel up to $6. Boy, I hope Trump can get us out of this. He's saying he wants to get us out of it. And these comments for all these bots are, you piece of crap, you Muslim traitor. The wars last decades, just get used to it, bitch, because it's the Israeli bot message. I'm even aligned with Trump's claim he wants to end it. They're like, no, it doesn't end.
Yeah, and so now they're almost more loyal to Israel than they are even to the president, who, I mean, if you take him at his word, he wants to get rid of it, he wants to end the war, we'll do it. Now, you have these bots, both literal, they're algorithmic bots that are
people regurgitate.
But you also have the bots that are regurgitating. I mean, you've done a lot of reporting on this, the way that the Israeli influence scheme works around evangelical churches in our country, where they try to target churches with messaging, bring out pastors, actually send out text messages to those congregants. But I think if you zoom out for a second, Alex, and say, hold on a second, Pakistan has a bomb. North Korea has a bomb. They all have nuclear weapons. Why aren't we dropping bombs on North Korea or Pakistan? Because only one of these countries has a compelling interest to bring us to war as a result. They said, oh, well...
one country has a lobby to control us.
That's right. We don't want a genocidal country to have a nuclear weapon. Well, China is a genocidal country. Mao killed 75 million people. They have a nuclear weapon. Why aren't we bombing them? Right? Pakistan, North Korea. I would argue that North Korea with their ICBMs poses more of a threat to the western side of the United States.
Well, they could actually hit us.
They could actually hit us as opposed to Iran, which is just all rhetoric. I mean, half of the Muslim world...
Well, remember, we took out Iraq for this lie.
That's exactly right.
Well, look at this, though. This just broke from Max Blumenthal. We already knew this. Salem, all of it, $1.3 billion funded in the last year and a half by the Knesset. No one takes the money, but there's $1.3 billion, they admit. And it's all how Charlie Kirk TPUSA was sponsored by an Israeli government major outfit, which he's in the text messages saying, which he called me about, and which is admitted. So he was breaking with them, and then he magically died. I'm not saying they're behind it, but I'm saying certainly have to be suspect. What do you make of that?
Well, what I make of it is that Charlie was a good man and he saw the writing on the wall. He was a big believer that when the facts changed, he would change with them. And you saw that evolution in the final months of his life where he kind of woke up around this idea that, you know, maybe I'm on the wrong team here. And that's okay. We would have welcomed him for being on the wrong
team. But it was because he said the lobby got so threatening. He said every cliche is coming true. Yes. Again, their over pushing is what did it.
Yeah. They overplayed their hand.
Which they keep doing.
Yes.
Well, I didn't mean to spend the whole time on Israel. We got like 40-something minutes left. You got to go catch a plane. Shifting gears into the midterms in general and what you're predicting, the failed Republican midterm convention, as you're calling it, and America First versus MAGA, and just how do you divide your time with, oh, too bad the Republicans are being captured by the neocons again. We got to fight to defeat that. I think it's going to be, even though we're facing a lot of money intellectually, and politically, you know, easy if we're just mobilized and don't get totally demoralized, realize how far we've moved the needle. It was just another fight like Ron Paul did, building the base, building the beachhead. We've expanded the beachhead. So it's a long-term fight. Don't get demoralized by this. We got a lot of good out of Trump the first, you know, 8 years or so when he was in office, but also out there politically. That's my view. You can disagree if you do. And then how do we get serious to move into the future to continue to make inroads in the Republican Party while mobilizing against the Democrat Socialists of America?
Well, this is the real test, is that we're often told to choose between the lesser of the two evils, right? Now, and a lot of people that I met on the campaign trail, they don't want to vote for either evil because the lesser of two is still evil. And that's the real dilemma right now. You know, I remember being at the 2024 Republican convention. The biggest signs in the audience that the Republican Party handed out were mass deportations now. You and I both agree. There was not a single mass deportations now sign at the convention this week in Texas because the party doesn't believe in mass deportations now. The Democrats want unlimited illegals for their votes, and Republican establishment wants unlimited illegals for cheap labor to work in their factories, to work on their farms. They're in bed together to want a third world replacement of American citizens to pad their profit margins or their electoral margins.
So what do we do? Like, only pick the best candidates we know are real, like a Fishback, and back them, and then just sit out the others?
I would not presume to tell someone what to do or how to vote, but I would tell you that I'm only going to vote for good America First Republicans. I don't believe in choosing between the lesser of two evils. If you've got somebody who's saying all the right things and doing the right things, vote for them. But if you've got somebody who's taken a position that is so antithetical to not just what our party stands for, but to what our country stands for, I'll tell you right now, I'm not voting for anybody who takes AIPAC money, because read the room. 2026, we're celebrating 250 years since we declared our independence, and you're taking money from the British in 1776. You're dining with the British. You're traveling over to Britain in 1776. Understand where your allegiance is. Do you pledge allegiance to the American flag or to the Israeli flag? And I'll just zoom out for a moment. Don't take money from any foreign lobbying group. You don't want people taking money from Sweden or Russia or the UK or Australia.
Or China.
Or Qatar, or anybody.
Like Swallows. Well, no, I totally agree. And the two biggest points you've made in the last 45 minutes are such keys. I never even thought of that perspective. And I follow what you do. I'm sure you've said it a lot, but I missed it. Just like we were against King George running our country, we're against Israel running our country. And this is what Trump could do right now. He would win if he just did these simple few things, like put Netanyahu. Can we show the famous vice president and the president putting Zelensky over their knee? I mean, if he just did that, that's what we want to see, is the allegiance to us.
Yeah, if J.D. Vance went in there and said, have you said thank you once? Have you said thank you once? Have you apologized once for what you have done to our country? Now, I don't want this to be done in a performative way, and neither do you. We want this to be done in a way that actually reflects an epiphany of sorts that says, you know what? Enough with the Israeli influence in our politics. Put America first for once.
Yeah, the arrogance of dual citizens wearing IDF uniforms while they vote. The Randy Fine saying, oh yeah, if you don't hate Jews now, you better hate us now. And trying to have this fight for Massey's a total libertarian, was not anti-Jew. They just ran over him and then call him Hitler. And it's just that.
One of the least Israel critical people in the House. I mean, he read he understood.
He was always like Rand Paul. I don't want any foreign aid.
Which I can respect that position, but to say that Thomas Massie was obsessed with Israel is just flat out wrong. He did not want.
He was only obsessed with him when like a pit bull bit him.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And so this is what they do, is they keep moving the goalpost. You see you see Huckabee Sanders, the governor of Arkansas, saying this week that if you're opposed to sending money to Israel, you're an anti-Semite. She tweeted that the BDS movement is an anti-Semitic movement. No, it's people who say we don't want our tax money, we don't want our pension money sent to any foreign country, period.
It's unbelievable. I mean, here's my thing. I got massive criticism. I've been on there 32 years for not obsessing over Israel. When they did something wrong, I covered it. But we had China and the left and Islam and, you know, all and big tech. But now it really is. I have to be honest. It is. Israel is making its move. You can't be honest and not just say that you guys are all over our ass. And we have territorial issues. I mean, we're like sovereign. We're not looking for a fight. You can walk into an average restaurant and go punch a random guy in the face. You're probably going to get fought back with. I mean, you know. And so all I'm saying to Israel is, Michael Savage is really smart. And, you know, he's America First, but he's also, you know, Jewish. He knows a lot. He knows the former generals, former Mossad, all this. He came on my show like a year ago and he said, they want to get rid of Netanyahu. He's going to commit to a total war, drag the U.S. in. They're pro-Israel, but they say long-term it's going to get Israel in deep trouble. So, you know, and that was basically a message from them on the show. So there is a camp there, but you're right. They've radicalized the average Israeli to the point with maybe 70% support for all this, that Israel now has been wound up like the Germans in World War II, and they are cruising for destruction. And I just hope they don't drag us with them. With their Samson option.
We cannot let them drag us into this anymore. And that's what the president
just like. I don't want the EU dragging us into this Russia stuff.
That's right. And I, you know, look, NATO provoked this war. There's no question about it. In the 1990s, what did Baker say? Not one more inch. They weren't going to expand NATO. And then NATO, like a balloon, just kept expanding without any reason. Eastward, right up to Russia's border. Again, we've heard it before, but the idea of a Chinese military alliance moving its way through South America, up through the Darien Gap,
never
up through Central America, we would never allow. We would be bombing Mexico, Guatemala right now if they tried to do that. And so, look, I'm not some Putin apologist. I think he's a bad guy, but at the end of the day, rationally speaking, I can understand where he's coming from. And you know, you've called it out from the beginning. You talked about China, Taiwan. You rightly called that out. You talked about Russia, Ukraine. You called that out. We're talking about Israel because that's the only country that dragged us into into a war. And our Secretary of State admitted that in the week after the war started.
And the war's a disaster. I said the first day it happened, it isn't going to go well. But if I could hit a button and send the mullahs to Mars, I'd do it. But it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Right. And so two things can be true at the same time, that no, Iran should not have a nuke. The mullahs are bad people. It is a genocidal regime. And at the same time, they did not pose an imminent threat. And that's the real test, is imminence.
And the Pentagon predicted they would end up strategically winning and being more powerful in the Gulf, which they are now. And our bases are blown up and we're leaving.
And we're leaving.
But we're panicking because we're right, because we're informed. Mr. Fishback.
I would much rather panic now than panic later. And if you panic now, we can still salvage not just this war, but we can salvage our country and take it back.
Yeah, but you can't listen to Qatari agents of the Pentagon. All right, James Fishback's our guest. I want to then look at what comes after Trump. Some people don't want to talk about that. When I had that debate a few weeks ago in Dallas, the other side just kept saying, Trump, Trump, Trump. Dude, he's 80 years old. It's over. The ship has sailed. What comes after Trump? Those people like James Fishback. Stay with us.
We have to fight for our sovereignty. We have to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all at this point middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there is a little bit of a psyop afoot.
Well, I've said that. But the other day when I had you guys coming on, I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. Mm. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago, you're fat, your own enemy. He does that to guests. It was like Theo Von, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years, wasn't really friends. Sean goes, fine, I'll train you. I'll meet you every morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gained back 10. But now I'm back to where I was. I'm going to go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, you know, you're your own worst enemy. You think the globalists are going to kill you. You're killing yourself. And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This, getmasterpiece.com. The Masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that mission. You got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs. That's why it's called the Master Binder.
But yours is different.
It's completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff. It brings in the key sea minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. You're talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals. It is the same molecular composition of as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when the Masterpiece is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done three different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like
this. Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff. It doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
gummies at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Well, as they've said, it's true. You better enjoy life because you take a few blinks and you're 52 years old like I am. Soon to be 53. And so when I talk about boomers, I'm not running them down. I have boomers calling and go, why are you bashing us? Well, I know about 30, 40% of boomers are you know, some are liberals, some are patriots, but about 55, 60% are Trump supporters. They're the last core group. You look at the Massey race and others. They're the ones that are following the Israeli propaganda. They're the ones that are going along with all of this. We're not trying to bash them, but when you talk about how old the people are at the Trump rallies, it used to be a lot of young people and middle-aged folks and, you know, Gen X people like me, you know, who are 55 or younger. And the demographics are clear. The boomers, my parents are two great boomers. And, you know, my mom didn't like Trump, liked Trump. My dad always liked him. And he's like, well, now that we're in it, we got to win it. But I get it's bad, but it's just, we got to do it. And so the only person in my family that is like even quasi, you know, still, you know, going with Trump is my dad. And, you know, he's 77 years old. So on average, the average age is 75 to live. So in 5 to 10 years, they're phased out. Israel's got a major demographic problem. And so does the old line Republican Party. So the neocons with Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin and them, they know this is their last shot, their last window. Democrat socialists want to come in and put in totalitarianism and come after us and have Cloward Piven and collapse the country. So we got major threats on both sides. I'm trying to figure out how to thread the needle and build towards something in the future to salvage things in 2028 and beyond. So James Fishback, we'll talk about the demographics and your vision for the future, because you are definitely a smart guy. And out of the field out there, there's not a lot of new up-and-comers that show the intellectual political gravitas that you have. So one way or another, you're definitely, you know, a intellectual political kingmaker, just like Nick Fuentes in this future system we're looking at.
Well, I'll tell you this, that you only need in our very closely held majority in the House, you only need 4 or 5 good America First Republicans to shut the whole thing down and to actually put this vision that you and I and so many people at home watching want. We don't need to have the full majority. We don't need to have America Firsters up and down the Republican majority. We don't need to have every single governorship in the country or even the presidency. If we have 4 or 5 people in a close majority, think of what Massey was able to do with just one.
I was about to say, that's why they targeted MTG and Massey and then political kingmakers like Tucker, was to intimidate anybody else ever trying it again.
That's right. So guess what? Just go get 4 or 5 people to go win races. Not even, doesn't have to even be in large parts of the country. Because if your same vote, whether you represent Wyoming or Idaho or Florida or New York, it's still the same vote in the House of Representatives. And so if we can get 6 people that are going to vote as a block and are willing to block defense, are willing to block things that don't
actually,
that's effectively a veto on power. And right now what we need is, we don't need any new grandiose ideas. We need to block and veto.
Oh, we have the popular ideas. We just don't have the money.
That's right. That's right. And so what I would want more than anything right now is to block the craziness. Can you imagine if we would have had those voices to be able to block Section 219? Mm. Right?
What if they pass that in the Senate? You think that's going to pass?
I think it will.
God almighty. Sorry, go ahead.
But like, you know, it originates in the House. If you can block it in the House, you're more likely to be able to stop it from there. And so my view is, take a step back and say, what is the asymmetric thing you can do? Everyone wants to look at who's going to win in 2028. That's great. That's expensive, though. Can we get 4, 5, 6 America First diehard patriots?
I agree. Just as important as the presidency and more doable is to get House members.
Get House members. Get good House members. Doesn't matter where they come from, honestly. And, you know, everyone wants to look at, well, we got to win New York, we got to win California, got to win Florida or Texas. Get 4, 5, or 6 House members. Doesn't matter where they're from, and get them to vote in lock on these issues. And if it means shutting the country down over Section 2, who cares? Shut the whole country down to save the country.
What happens to MAGA when lose the House for sure, probably the Senate, I think, on the current trajectory. What happens then to the delusionalism we see over there?
Well, Trump's going to get impeached in the first 6 months. He won't get convicted, of course, by the Senate, but it's going to pretty much grind to a screeching halt in 27 and 28.
Investigations out the ass.
Investigations, subpoenas, Jared Kushner, Ivanka, Trump, Don Jr., everybody. A lot of it is going to be meritless. Some of it might even have some merit to it, but it's irrelevant because it's going to bring the entire system down to a screeching halt. Some would argue that at a time when we're about to drive off the cliff, one of the best things you could do is
gridlock.
Slam on the brakes and do some gridlock. And
so, people say, oh, gridlock's terrible. The Founding Fathers love that.
Yeah.
It's a separation of powers.
That's exactly right. And so the Founding Fathers would be rolling over in their graves to find out how quickly some of this stuff has happened in the last couple of months. Gridlock may be the antidote. Again, we don't need something new, novel, grandiose. We need something old. That founding vision from 76, the vision of Jefferson, the vision of Hamilton, the vision of Franklin, these guys stood up and said enough was enough. Let's put that in place now.
I've always said I support MAGA, but that's a byproduct of us being free and moral and godly and committed and a meritocracy. Then the greatness comes. It's like with a disease, you have a symptom. Well, this is the good symptom of the good disease of liberty. And so I look at this and look, let's talk about this. I mean, $100,000, True Social, the ads said, you'll get insider information hours or days for anyone for your investments, the definition of insider training. And now when you see Pelosi doing it and others, it makes it okay because now he's doing it. Sure, he'll do a blanket pardon, but what were they thinking? I tracked Trump, no insider trading, very straight-laced the first administration, lost half his wealth, now he gained it all back. What happened? I mean, because literal satire-level corruption here.
Yeah, if you or I were locked into a room for weeks, we could not have scripted the Trump Truth Social early access for hedge funds. I worked at a major hedge fund based out of New York, and they would have killed for access like that. Because if you had a Trump tweet even 30 seconds before it went out, you could make $10 million trading crude oil, trading currency futures. And so to sell that access, no president has ever done that. If a company, if a Fortune 500 public company tried to sell early access to its earnings report, Alex, the entire board and the executives would be thrown in prison. And so let's just apply that same standard. Conservatives rightly say that the government should run like a business. As a business guy, I agree. Well, then run it like a business and don't give people early access.
Well, let's quantify that. Dozens of times he said the war is over, then oil goes down. And then we notice he and Kushner and Lednick all make huge investments in oil, betting it's going down. They're doing it. So it's like it's a joke.
It's a joke.
I mean, so you're a successful trader and been involved in this. Explain to the audience out there. I know a lot of them understand this, but some probably don't get it. This is like cartoon level insider trading.
It is. And, you know, you look at congressional stock trading. That's peanuts compared to crude oil futures trading because that market is one open 24 hours a day.
Now, let's be clear. Pelosi knows they're probably going to pass a bill to fund biotech and her husband's invested. So they know who's going to get the contract. Okay. That takes months of scamming and she makes hundreds of millions off it, but it takes years. This is like every day. I mean, take his kids with Tajikistan with the tungsten. And then the day after they sign the deal to give the kids a bunch of money, he sends a couple billion to buy tungsten. I mean, this is beyond insider trading. This is like quid pro quo.
And this is why the Democrats are going to have a field day when and if they win the midterms, because, you know, you and I both called this out when it happened in the first term. They were impeaching him for nonsense. That call with Zelensky, there was nothing wrong with that. January 6th was an absolute inside job. It was a hoax. And so the idea being that they're actually going to have some real things to work with here. I don't even want to take off the table a potential criminal indictment. Again, it's going to be a massive distraction. But again, if they're trying to burn the system down, don't be surprised how far they go. AOC's laughing now. If they win the midterms and AOC is running a lot of these oversight investigations and then part of the new Democratic leadership, it's going to elevate her profile a lot going into 28.
So, but you answered my question mostly, and I know I talk fast. My question is, why would Trump be so reckless? To me, that's even bigger. Like you literally say, days or hours before, you'll know how to invest before we make announcements. It's like the definition on a platter of insider trading, selling insider trading information. What was the thinking there? Like, what?
I just don't know. I really don't know. And maybe these investigations will get to the bottom of it. But maybe it's a combination of greed, incompetence, and there's people around him who stand to get very, very wealthy as a result.
And they say, if Bondi gives us a letter saying we can do it, we can do it.
We can do it. right? And that's the trouble. And knowing that if you got Blanche running cover for a lot of these guys, dropping investigations left, right, and center, that's a real problem as well.
And then, to me, it looks like a total sellout 4 months of the administration. He finally, with whatever, because he was like, release the whole Epstein. I don't think he knew how many of his buddies were involved. They came, and I think they finally made a deal. I don't think you can trust that deal he's made with them, but I think the Democrats, I think they're all involved in it. I mean, I think they're, notice how much heat's gone off Trump. I mean, I don't think he would do this unless he had a deal.
Yeah, it's rather interesting that the Iran war started just as the Epstein file was becoming a part of the mainstream conversation late January, early February. But here's how you know the Democrats are full of it. They haven't talked about it really since. I mean, they were going hard on this. Here's how the Democrats will probably ultimately prove that they're the party of scam artists, is that when they win the midterms, they won't do a thing to release the Epstein files either. They're in on it just as much as some of these Republicans are.
I totally agree. They're going to go after the insider trading.
Yeah. Because that implicates Trump more than the Epstein files will implicate a lot of their guys.
Yeah.
Right.
And well, they can selectively do, like, his, I think it's going to be his Bitcoin deals.
Yeah.
With the Middle Eastern countries giving him billions. They lose it all. They don't care.
Yeah. I think it's going to be that. I think that if I were a federal prosecutor, the Trump Truth Social thing is the lowest hanging fruit. It was a ridiculous decision. Anyone trying to defend that, I don't see how they can.
And he did rug pulls on coins.
Correct. The Melania coin, the Trump coin in January 2025. Again, we rightly called out the corruption and the greed of the Bidens and Hunter Biden.
I got offered by big companies that put up made billions on coins. And obviously, I mean, in the last 6, 7, 8 years, I've been offered tens of millions of dollars each time to pump and dump my audience. That's why I never did it. I mean, I could fund the whole thing, but like, I'm going to sell my audience a coin and then pull the rug on them. I just don't want that, man.
It's not a real investment.
But think Trump did that to his supporters.
Yeah. And those people, it's tragic. And now you get the rise of these prediction markets where people are putting on five-way parlays about what you might say in the show or what I might say in a press conference. What kind of society have we become that we tell young men who can't buy a home to go risk their life savings on poly markets so they might be able to buy that home from Blackstone or BlackRock? I ran for governor to give Blackstone and BlackRock a black eye. Kick the globalists out of the housing market so we can put American families first once again. We should be able to buy homes, not George Soros.
Well, you know Rome and its last 100 years before it fully, final Western Rome, before it fully collapsed. The only Constantinople was left, now Istanbul. They legalized prostitution, then they made even the rich elites prostitute their wives to raise money for war. Now Ukraine's doing that.
Yep.
And they push gambling as a state-funded deal. And I saw the numbers. The average young man now is trying to make his money on NFL betting. I mean, these are not good signs.
They're not good signs at all. And what it speaks to is a real desperation in my generation and younger, Alex. Men have the problem with sports betting and prediction markets. Women have the problem with OnlyFans. That's why I said if I was governor, I'd be taxing these female creators on OnlyFans. That's a polite way to put it. 50% of their earnings. You can't go out and sell this degeneracy in the world. Compromise yourself, but also you become effectively unemployable. We don't talk about this enough, but Sophie Rain, the so-called top OnlyFans model who puts on this explicit content online, she got fired from her job when it was found out that she was doing that. How many young women today who join OnlyFans to make $1,000 here, $1,000 there are not just going to be fired tomorrow, but are going to be rendered unemployable for the rest of their lives? What do you tell your daughter who gets mocked in middle school that mommy's photos leaked online on TikTok or on Instagram? This has generational repercussions.
And we know all this stuff kills real relationships.
It kills real relationships. It rewires the brain. The men who are simping over these OnlyFans stars, I said we got to do a simp tax as well, a 50% sales tax on the men who are trying to buy this pornography. I was an economics major in college, and I can tell you the incremental cost of a sales tax at the point of purchase. Imagine, Alex, a young guy is about to subscribe $100 a month. Right before he puts his credit card number is, it now jumps to 150. If even one man a day walks off the ledge of the sin of lust and pornographic addiction because he realizes the incremental sales tax as a result of that transaction, walks off that ledge, doesn't just save his relationship with his loved partner, but saved his relationship with Christ. That is a good policy worth pursuing. I'm a limited government guy, but government has an obligation because a lot of these men, they're going to waste their life savings. These women are going to become unemployed. That's a tax liability that gets forced on us as a result.
I agree. The difference what you're saying is the Romans made them do prostitution.
Right.
You're saying we're going to put basically a black eye on it to suppress it.
Correct. And that's the real trouble. And then you have the Haaretz Israeli newspaper running a story last week that the way to get American men to fight for Israel, The way to get ground troops to finish this war is to pay off their debts. How rich is that? Take a step back.
Literal turning us literally into debt slaves.
Right.
Like the Prussians.
The people who enslaved us with their prediction markets, their sports betting, and their pornographic industry are now saying, we will wipe your debts of the last decade if you come and die for our country in a war that has nothing to do with you or your kin.
That's Pinocchio, which is an allegory. They get them to break some stuff, rob some things, and spiritually turn into donkeys.
Yep.
They're loaded on slave ships and taken to a slave island to be slaves.
That's exactly.
And that's literally what the allegory of this.
That's right. And that's why it's fitting, it's ironic, but it's also tragic that this existential fight that we're having right now is happening at the 250th mark. We declared our independence in 76. In 26, we should do the exact same thing.
Yeah, no country empires live past 250. They have to be reborn. And it's not funny. It's history repeating that we're at the same mark again.
That's exactly right. And that's why I tell everybody at home, Republican or Democrat, doesn't matter. If they're taking money from AIPAC or any foreign organization, I'm not going to be voting for them. I don't want to presume to tell you what to do or how to vote in the sanctity of that ballot box. But as for me, I'm not voting for anybody who's taking money from foreign organizations.
A couple quick questions, the last 10 minutes we have, or 9 minutes. What's your view on Elon Musk? I mean, I think I did treat about Fritz. Overall, his actions are positive. Who he backs is positive. I'm always concerned about the technology. That's just the nature of it. But I see a real high watermark when he left. And things draining. I think we really should try to cultivate Musk to get back in the game more. I think he's really a game changer.
I think he is. I disagree with him on H-1Bs. I disagree with him on a number of things, but I took a cyber cab over here earlier today, and it's this driverless car. There's no steering wheel, no pedals. We took it. It was cheaper than an Uber. And unlike an Uber, there wasn't a third world Nigerian brokering goat meat on WeChat while we were in the car. And so it's a beautiful thing that we can actually do is experience and benefit from technology.
And he's going to have owners of it be able to run it. And so now that's going to take over.
It's going to totally take over. That's the kind of AI we want. And by the way, the best part is this robo-taxi future has nothing to do with data centers because the cars are running the data on the cars themselves. They're processing.
Yeah, what do you call that? It's autonomous AI.
Yeah, it's autonomous real-world AI, but it's edge computing as opposed to cloud computing. The inference is happening in the vehicle itself.
That's right. It has the map. The other machines, the cloud goes down, they're dumb.
They're done. Right. So imagine the internet goes down or the Verizon AT&T system goes down as it has before. Now your car suddenly pulls over and stops. The cyber cab does not operate that way. It is a freestanding, self-operating robo-taxi, far better than Waymo. I support what Elon's doing there. I'm glad to see he's coming in for Ken Paxton here. We can have our disagreements, but let's not be the party of purity tests. Let's bring Elon.
Totally agree. So let me ask you this. We do need leadership. You're obviously very smart and impressive. I look at the Republican field, and please tell me some other people. We need a team here. Who else you thinking is an up-and-comer?
Well, it's going to get me in a lot of trouble to say this, but I can tell you that the most influential person for my generation and younger right now, being on the ground talking to him, it's Nick Fuentes.
There's
no question about it. And I would have been very skeptical of that before I ran. I mean, we did over 200 campaign stops, every single county in the state. It's never been done before. The name that kept coming up was Nick Fuentes. By the way, those who agree with him, but those who disagree with him, and the people who agreed with him were people that were a lot older than you and me, a lot different in many different ways. And so I think he is probably the most influential political figure for my generation and younger right now. And he's going to play a pretty important role in 2028.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think he's got a plan. I agree with you, but that's an intellectual force. Tucker's not running. Who else could run? You're saying sit 2028 out. It's going to be a wreck.
I think we got to do this congressional plan of getting five.
I agree. The congressional thing's a sure thing.
It's way cheaper. It doesn't require the kind of resources.
And it creates a minority veto.
A minority veto. And with that veto, because remember, we're not clamoring for, oh, we want all these new social programs. The Democrats couldn't use this plan, Alex, because they would need 200 people to go pass their new UBI or their abortion demand.
I agree 100%. Copying what we just saw in the last couple Congresses, that is the blueprint, the surest cheat sheet for victory. But we shouldn't aim low. We don't need six. We need 20 members of the House. And look, I'm not a deceptive guy, but I do agree with Nick, like, get into the wheels, and not everybody says what they're really, you don't lie. You say, oh, I'm a libertarian, conservative, whatever, but you get in. We need sleeper agents to run through Congress like the neocons and the left do. We need 10, 20 members of Congress, and then once you get in, you uncloak. I think we need that.
We absolutely need that. And, you know, everyone's going
to
look.
Because you're being completely honest. I'm not even trying to be, I mean, honest with the audience, but Nick's thing is like burrow in like the left does. What do you think of that?
I don't mind that. I think it's smart.
We have people run as commies and then flip on them. Oh my God. We see, we're conservative. We don't do that. But can you imagine we did like the left does? I'm a commie. But actually, I'm a patriot. Like, yeah, I'd love to see that.
Well, a man who saves his country breaks no law, and the law of
yeah, we're in a war.
Norms,
we're in a war.
We're in a war. And so if we are going to go deceive and run as a left wing liberal with blue hair and a nose ring, I would prefer that than an actual communist taking over and enslaving us to
Sharia
law. Yeah,
see, I'm saying your Republican thing is the best plan. But what about that? I guess you got to get the pedigree.
You got to get the pedigree. I think it's tough because they make you do a lot of things.
They make you work for a decade.
Right. Yeah. They want to know that you were a community organizer for a decade helping people get abortions on demand. Right?
God, that's a long-term war. Ooh.
And that's tough. And so I think.
Can you imagine serving them for 20 years just so you can win Congress? God,
that'd be terrible.
But yeah, they got to suck a lot of wieners. Got to do a lot
of. What did
he
say? He said he wanted to beat meat, right? That's what Tallarico said. He wanted to beat meat. And I guess he beat it all the way to.
Oh God, Tallarico. He makes my skin crawl.
You got to say he's a clever political operator, though. For he's now flipping on the trans thing. He's flipping on the non-binary stuff. I think in many respects is someone you look up to and say, can we emulate a lot of that stuff on the right and be able to look really moderate when we run? In many respects, I tried to run as a moderate in some ways, knowing full well that what I wanted to do had I got in there would have been just totally outside of the Overton window on things like abortion. I'll give you an example. The 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution already makes abortion illegal because you cannot deprive somebody of liberty without due process.
That's right.
So let's define personhood from the moment of conception, as our Lord and Savior does in Jeremiah chapter 1, before you were born, I set you apart. The brilliance of that is, Alex, if there were a nursing home killing 60 people a day, we wouldn't go run to the state legislature and say, let's draft a new law to stop it. No, we'd
arrest
go in
them.
There, guns blazing. And so what I would do is I would sick state agents and go arrest anybody walking into an abortion clinic, any abortionist.
And you hit the key, folks. If we don't stand up for unborn, that's the death panels for old people. Now in Canada, they're going to kill babies that are wards of the state that are healthy. We got to start having territorialism to defend other people. I don't care even what color they are. We got to get territorial like a dog barking at its front door. We got to get that basic thing back.
And that is a pre-political idea that if you're not willing to protect the unborn, if you're not willing to do that, I don't trust you to protect.
Yeah, what species doesn't kill itself for the young?
That's exactly right.
Because the young can't protect itself. You're protecting the species. We're designed to die for the young.
Right. And now you've assisted suicide. To your point, if a state is going to come in and say, well, these foster kids, we don't have a place for them. Let's put them on the chopping block. That's effectively what this becomes. The abortion movement has enabled the assisted suicide movement, has enabled this idea that, go ahead and take your life. In fact, we'll pay for it and we'll put you in the chamber.
But now, you're a ward of the state. You're a newborn baby with a homeless mother. We're going to kill you.
But they don't have any issue with the wards of the state, the illegal aliens who come over here and take.
Oh, they get totally taken care of because they want to magnet their ass in here.
Exactly right. And they want to replace us. And it shouldn't be controversial, but that's what it is.
James Fishback, I'm so glad you came in studio with us. Where are you, back to Florida?
Back to Florida.
All right, and now you say X is the place, J_Fishback. Where else can they find you?
Fishback 2026 to look at our platform that won us nearly 200,000 votes, every single college precinct. Even J.D. Vance said it was impressive that we won the college precincts up and down the state. We certainly didn't do as well with 65-plus. There's more work to do there. But the truth is that our vision, our blueprint that we are laying out, it's unapologetically America first.
Well, you're not a whiner. There's major fraud built in. So, but it's okay because ideologically we're winning.
We are winning. No. We are absolutely winning.
They want you to give up and think, oh, there's so much fraud, give up. No, we're going to get landslides in the future. We're ideologically, by taking the field, exposing the fraud of their ideas and of the system, we're going to win in the end. Please support us, thealexshipsword.com. We can't do it without you. Harrison Smith is about to take over. Even though he's Israeli first, we still support Harrison. That's a joke, folks. Harrison Smith is coming up. Find him on X Real Alex Jones and at alexjoneslive.com, the news site. And please support us. We're only running until Monday. A free bottle of Irish Sea Moss, not a sexy name, but a sexy product. 93 trace elements, vitamins, minerals, the very best iodine. Irish Sea Moss, free bottle every order, thealexjoneslive.com. You want to fight, you want to win, you got to support people that are fighting hard. Get a t-shirt, whatever. It's all there, thealexjoneslive.com. Thank you so much, James Fishback. Really look forward to speaking to you again. Big announcements in about 2 weeks. You're going to be one of my first guests you've agreed to when the big announcement happens, so look for that. Thank you so much, James.
Honored.
All right, Harrison Smith, acolyte of Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm joking. I made that joke the other day. He loved it. He's coming up with the War Room Live straight ahead. I'll be back tomorrow. Back tomorrow at noon with a special Saturday transmission. You'll find it on Exit Real Hawk Jones. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.